following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and host Daniel Strome and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Delhalla Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's week 8 of the 2017 football season. The 4-3 Clay County Bulldogs are at John Teeples Field for the second consecutive week. Last week, the 5-1 Joe Burns Red Devils handed the Bulldogs a homecoming defeat. This week, the 1-5 Sail Creek Panthers have made a 119-mile northward journey to Salina for a late-season non-region clash. With next week's bye and two Region 4A games finishing up the season, the Dogs need a win here tonight to break their two-game losing streak and to gain some much-needed momentum to help strongly finish off the regular season. Join us tonight for the inaugural battle of the Bulldogs and the Panthers.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football featuring producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strome and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV phone and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football and the Horizon Sports Network.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Matt Bates, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show. We're excited to have all of you with us for our eighth broadcast of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network. For the fifth time this season, we're in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth at Joe Neal Leach Stadium. I'm Daniel Strong, bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. As usual, I'm accompanied this evening by our network producer, Rob Edwards, and our analyst and statistician, Thomas Weaver.
Guys, again, happy to be here. Hard to believe it's week eight already.
It is. 2 months in.
Coach, it's always good to be here with you and Daniel, getting ready to call a Clay County football game. I'm excited. You guys fired up?
I am. It seems a little different on a Thursday night, but, you know, kind of makes us a feature game of the week almost.
I agree. Hopefully we've got a whole bunch of listeners tuned in because they don't have anything else to tune into tonight. But what I was trying to get to, it's even sweeter to be here at home, just like you said, Daniel, in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high atop Joe Neal Leach Stadium. As Dorothy said over and over, there's no place like home, Daniel.
That's true. That's true. I like the road trips, but there's no place like home.
After last week's tough loss to Joe Burns, where the Dogs got taught a lesson in old-school football and had that helpless feeling most of the night as the Red Devils pounded away on the ground, I'm ready to see the 4-3 Clay County Bulldogs regain a little confidence here tonight, get it rolling again, and get that fifth win of the season over the 1-5 Sail Creek Panthers. I know our confidence in being able to pull off these live stream broadcasts is at an all-time high as we're heading down the home stretch of the first season of the Horizon Sports Network, but only because of the efforts of you two and the amazing support from our sponsors. Without the combined help of you guys and those so willing to jump on board, this extension of our long-running Delhalla Horizon newspaper wouldn't have happened. We can't express enough how much we appreciate all of you. As I mentioned, this all started with the newspaper, and now with the addition of the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County Bulldog football coverage has never been better. And we want to encourage our listeners to pick up a copy of the paper in the racks or go to our website, subscribe, and get it delivered to their house every week. For those that failed to see last week's edition, here's what you missed as Daniel and I get into the Horizon Weekly Recap, a summary of what was in print last week in the newspaper. Clay County had no answer for the Joe Burns running game, a demoralizing attack where the Red Devils lined up and ran the ball down the Dog's throat. A spoil homecoming here on John Teeples Field. Wasn't a fun night, Daniel.
No.
24-year veteran Red Devil coach Tom Atkins kept it simple with his methodical, old-school I-formation offense and racked up over 300 yards on the ground, while Clay County struggled to finish offensively. The front page headline read, Devils run past the Dogs 27-6. The Horizon story told how Bulldog head coach Matt Bates said he felt like his team was beaten in every phase of the game, and in the end of the day, got out-coached and out-physical. But he also said his guys never quit, and they actually did a better job defensively and actually punched it in the end zone late in the game, as the scoring summary taken from last week's article will show, Daniel.
Yes, and we're fixing to take a look at that summary. I do want to quickly mention, Thomas, you know, I appreciate seeing the humility out of Coach Bates there with those comments. Certainly, that's a very important part of being a coach is being able to admit that, you know, hey, we got outdone here. And I know that's only prompted him to work harder this week. So without further ado, let's go ahead and take a look at that summary. After Clay County came out of the gate to start the game hot with a 10-play drive that ended up yielding no points, Joe Burns went to work with a 13-play methodical march to pay dirt that was capped off by a 5-yard run and failed PAT to lead against the Dogs 6-0 at the end of the first quarter. After a black and gold 3-and-out, the Red Devils again marched a 12-play drive downfield that was finished with an 8-yard touchdown run and failed 2-point conversion, giving them a 12-0 lead that they took into halftime. A nice Red Devil return of the second half opening kickoff gave Joe Burns a short 49-yard field that they took advantage of, scoring on a 30-yard run on their fourth play from scrimmage. The successful conversion put Joe Burns up 20-0, and that was the score at the end of the third. An early fourth quarter 7-play drive saw the Dogs put points on the board for the first time ever in 3 games against the Red Devils. Jake Ashlock went 4-for-6 on the drive, finding B.J. Emerton for 35, Clark Donaldson for 10, Seth Ogletree for 12, and finished the drive with a 15-yard laser to Jared Markham for the score. The Gabe Henson PAT clanged off the upright, and the Dogs trailed 6-20. A perturbed Joe Burns squad responded with one more touchdown drive, highlighted by a 9-yard run for the score. Their successful PAT gave us the final score of Joe Burns 27, Clay County 6, Thomas.
As you chronicled in the summary, Clay County just couldn't finish the drives they did have, leading to them only finding the end zone once, as you described, while Joe Burns got into 4 times. But Ashlock finished with a good night, accounting for the majority of what offensive production the Dogs did have. He went 11-for-19 for 189 yards and the touchdown, which made up the lion's share of Clay County's 254 total yards. Emerton has emerged as his favorite target with a 100-yard game the week prior against East Robertson and 4 catches for 82 yards against the Red Devils. Junior Jared Markham had 2 catches for 47 yards and the touchdown. Senior Seth Ogletree, 2 catches for 21 yards. Junior Clark Donaldson, 2 for 18 yards, and sophomore Wyatt Burks came in and had 1 catch for 21 yards. Markham also threw 1 incompletion on a halfback pass, while the Joe Burns Red Devils racked up 302 yards on 52 carries on the ground. The Dogs only rushed for a total of 65 yards on 22 carries. Sophomore Will Ogletree was the leading rusher with 12 carries for 35 yards, while Markham had 3 for 30, Donaldson 3 for 6, Senior Matt Jacoby, 2-for-4, and Ashlock, with several sacks, just 2, had negative 10 yards to make up the final ground tally. Senior defensive demon, as I've called him in the newspaper, Dylan Maxfield, had another big night and led the way with a historic 20-tackle outing.
He's been playing some great defense. I hate to interrupt you, Thomas, but 20 tackles, you know, well, we read these all-time leaders, and we kind of take that number for granted. That's an awesome night.
Well, he does have the all-time single-game record that he got earlier this season, and I know 20 is way high on that list.
Yes.
Donaldson and freshman Dalton Goad also had 8 each, so they both had a good night, too. We see Goad with his penetration, and he's just all over the field making plays, and Donaldson has had a great junior campaign.
He has really came to life on the defensive side of the ball, offensively as well, but Clark Known is a good defender, and he's proved it.
Markham had 6 from his defensive back position. And then there's junior Hayden Cherry. We talk about him a lot in the broadcast, doing a great job from his end position. I know he's going to be moved around a little bit and has been moved around some on the Bulldog defense, but he had 6 stops and a sack that night. And senior James Short had 5. The rest of the stops were made by freshman John Copeland with 2, junior Alex Combs had 2, B.J. Emerton 2, junior Zach Strong 2, and the Ogletrees who had 1 each. That same information along with pictures and more from tonight's game can be found in next week's newspaper out in the racks on Tuesday evening and in the mail on Wednesday. Folks, we're fixing to take a break, but before we do, lend us a hand. I know you know somebody that would like to listen in just like you are. So let them know we're on air. Share our link, which is dellhollowhorizon.com/listen, with at least one person right now. Or better yet, post it on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, wherever you can put it. And let everybody hear what we hope is a big Bulldog win tonight. If they're busy now, remind them they can hear any game, anytime, by clicking our game event archives link located right under the live player. Because once a game's called live, it'll always be there, Daniel. We'll be right back with more of the David Benjamin TV, Phone, and Internet pregame show as we get ready for the first meeting of Clay County and Sail Creek here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more. This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We're back on the David Benjamin TV, Phone, and Internet pregame show. And now it's time for How They Fired from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burden. We'll kick over to Coach Edwards here and let him go through the Dogs' opponents on the season.
Well, guys, like I said earlier, good to be here again. Good to be here with you guys. Lots of action last week. A lot of region games were played last week in Region 4A. This first one's not. It's a Jackson County went to 4-3 as they beat Cascade 35-9. Jackson is idle this week, as are many teams. I guess a lot of schools are on fall break and they try to get their bye week in during the fall break.
I think Loftus really got that team playing quite a bit better so far. They struggled a little bit earlier and it seemed like they've improved.
I'll start to mention, I hate to brag on our opposition, but Coach Sean Loftus is a good guy down there and does a good job with that program. They also got Colby Long, probably their arguably the best player, back healthy.
Bottom line, though,
we beat them.
Week one, we got them. Red Bull and Springs dropped to 2-4 after a 41-0 shutout at Houston County. Red Bull and also was idle this week, and I apologize in advance. I'm sure I'll say they face whoever tonight, but actually, this being Thursday,
sure.
I'm
going
to try to say tomorrow night, but you guys can correct me. Republic 0-6 after they lost to Pickett County at Pickett County, 42-40, double overtime.
Wow.
Barn burner. You called them a showdown, I think, a time or two throughout the season. We talked about that, though. When we saw that Republic team here at home, even though it was a slop fest, as Coach Bates described it in Hurricane Harvey, they have some talent if they can ever put it together. And, I think that's a pretty big win for Pickett County.
Yeah, it is. I'm really happy for those guys and that coaching staff. Year in, year out, they work as hard as any team in the region. They have had a lot of misfortune, and really nice to see them get a big region win.
They won it on a 2-point conversion at the end of the game. They scored to tie it.
I like it.
And 2-point conversion. Now, at least the report I got was it was fumbled into the end zone, and a picket player fell on it, which gave them the victory. So
there you go.
Either way, they got to celebrate the win. Mount Juliet Christian fell to 5-2 on the season after a 55-14 loss at Friendship Christian. Tonight they host Ezel Harding. Monterey went to 3-4 on the season after a 32-0 shutout at Gordonsville. Pretty good statement game for Gordonsville, I think.
Yeah, Tigers getting their ducks in a row.
East Robertson also went to 3-4 after they lost to Trousdale County 36-22. East Robertson is idle tonight, this week. Joe Burns, of course, they roughed up the Bulldogs last week 27-6. This week they host Republic.
Ugly.
Joe Burns are going to have their way with Republic Trailblazers in that one.
The Dogs' opponents tonight, Sale Creek, stand at 1-5 after a 50-20 loss to region foe Lookout Valley. Pickett County, who, as we talked about earlier, beat Republic 42-40, hosts Gordonsville this week. Gordonsville is currently 3-3 after starting, I think, maybe 0-3 or 1-2.
We know 0-2, yeah.
Really, really come on strong. Of course, in their defense, like we've said every night, tough schedule.
Yeah, you know, if there's one thing that Bulldog fans have learned over the years, it's to never count out the Gordonsville Tigers.
28 wins and 36 losses, that's the tally of Bulldogs' opponents. It's getting closer to that 500 mark. Seems like it climbs a game every week or so. Region 4A standings, Gordonsville moved into first place at 3-0. Clay fell to second place last week with the loss to Joe Burns. They're 3-1. Joe Burns is 1-1. Pickett County is in fourth place at 1-1. Monterey 1-2 in fifth place. Red Bullin 1-2 and Republic 0-3.
How many times have we seen that? Pickett County sitting in playoff contention.
There you go.
You know, really, as I was looking ahead a little bit, I think the game there that's going to come down to is Monterey and Pickett play one another maybe next week or week after next. It's October 13th. I have it written down here, but a lot on the line there.
Sure.
It is. Bobcats always a scrappy team. Seems like they always were missing just a few key components of having that full repertoire of what they needed. But, I remember several years ago they had a young man named Nick Cross playing quarterback, and he could have started Green Bay in the region. They took us to the wire here at John Peoples Field. That would have been in 2009. Pickett County, I like their odds there against the Wildcats of Monterey in a few weeks.
And we still got to get past them ourselves. They're our next opponent after the bye week next week.
Right.
So,
right.
I know we're talking about Pickett County a whole lot, but, there's not been a whole lot to talk about in recent past, and that was a big win over Republic last week for them.
Real briefly, guys, some other big games this week. Westmoreland's at Livingston. That's Livingston's homecoming. Trousdale County's at Whitwell. That's going to be a big one.
Yeah.
Portland at Macon County here next door to us, or neighboring county. Then the following week, Joe Burns, Gordonsville. That's a big game. Of course, that's our bye week. And Whitwell, South Pitt. So there's some big games coming up. A lot on the line for some of these teams. Guys, this has been How They Fared, brought to you by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. Folks, we are 36 minutes from kickoff. And join back with us here. We'll be back after this commercial break.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. The Bulldogs and Sail Creek Panthers from Hamilton County, Tennessee, have no history to discuss. Tonight marks the first time that the teams have met. We're going to take the opportunity at this time to continue revealing some of our all-time Bulldog football statistical leaders. We'll be starting off with finishing the receivers, which we began 2 weeks ago, and then we'll get into some other categories. Remember, if you've missed any prior About a Bulldog History segments, you can easily access those in the Game Archives link below the Horizon Sports Network live player on www.dalehollowhorizon.com. Without any further delay, we're going to jump right on in here and get to the receivers. Thomas, it's going to be our privilege tonight to start off with receiving yardage per game. But before we do, I do quickly want to mention, as we have several times, the majority of these statistics do come from 1976 to present. Don Napier started the Citizen Statesman newspaper here in Salina in 1976. And prior to that, honestly, there was not good local coverage of the Bulldogs. So for all those greats that played through the 50s and the 60s and the early 70s for Salina, a lot of them are left off of these lists, and we wish we could rectify that, but we just can't at this time. So we're going to go ahead and reveal them anyway. Starting off, receiving yardage per game, we have two individuals tied at 10th. Chris Bartlett had 150 yards receiving against Watertown in 1999, and Cody Collins had 150 yards receiving against Monterey in 2008. Moving on up the list tonight, we see White Mabry, not for the last time tonight, I promise you. We see White Mabry with 157 yards against Jackson County in 2013.
It's going to be fun, Daniel. A lot of big names on these lists. Coach Edwards kind of gives us that look when we get fired up about this history here. But we can't help ourselves. We're looking forward to it. You mentioned Uncle Don with the newspaper and how important he was to have these statistics. I want to mention you, if that's okay. Daniel, I appreciate what you've done, and I hope folks realize we wouldn't have these numbers. Yes, Uncle Don and Kevin Donaldson and some of those people put them in the paper, but we wouldn't have them compiled if it wasn't for what you've done over the last few years.
Well, it was a pleasure to do. I just thank my family for tolerating me and sitting up late putting it together. Take us on to number eight there, Thomas.
All right. I know you wouldn't let me talk about you. Number eight, John Carlisle had 158 yards in 1987, but the best thing about that, he had it against Livingston. And number seven, Brian Burchett, another name we're probably going to hear a whole bunch tonight. I think he's also on this same list twice. Had 160 yards against the old private school, Franklin Road Academy, back in 1989. Josh Clear, which was a receiver of my little brother, John Weaver, had 161 yards versus Watertown the year after I graduated, back in 1996. And then Wyatt Mabry, you mentioned him before, had 168 versus Jackson County in 2015. Coming in at number four was Tim McLaren, from 1973, had 170 yards receiving against Smith County. And then there's Brian again, Burchett. We called him, one of the greatest athletes to ever come through this school. You make the list twice, 174 yards against Livingston again. I think he kind of hated the Hall guy as much as we do, Daniel.
Certainly so. You know, Birchie, we did mention, don't want to get too sidetracked, but we mentioned him in the passing leaders. We mentioned him in rushing leaders. We're going to be mentioning him in the interception leaders when we reveal those lists. As you mentioned, just all around excellent athlete in all categories. Top two receivers for single game yardage. Number two, Chris Bartlett, played with me in 1999, our senior year. He had 239 yards against DeKalb County. And I want to take a brief moment just to say how outstanding of an athlete and individual that Chris Bartlett was. He had some uncles that played football prior to him, and his mom was a great basketball player in her time. And Chris was also represented the Bartletts very well in the gym and on the football field. 239 for Chris against DeKalb County in 99.
That means you had over 200 the same night then, Daniel.
I did. One of those deals, you know, I threw it a little and Chris ran it a lot. coming in first, the all-time leading receiver in terms of single-game yardage, Wyatt Mabry had 265 yards receiving against Zion Christian Academy in just a barn burner shootout of a game back in 2015. I remember it well. I believe he hauled in five touchdown catches that night, too. I know of four, but he had 265 against Zion Christian in 2015. All-time leading receiver in a single game.
I know you're a little partial to Mabry, and I am, too. I didn't know him near as well as you did. But I think we're going to find out he may be the all-time in a whole lot of stuff when we get done with this. Moving along to receiving leaders per season, these are the top 10 lists of the greatest receiving seasons of all time. Before we get into that, our top 10 includes 500 yards or better. Looks
yep.
like we have the first one at 501. I want to make a quick mention. You talked about yours, us quarterbacks. We've got to talk about our receivers. I had a pretty good one for a couple of years and unfortunately lost him mid-season. Joseph Burnett. We were kind of heating it up there back in 1993, his senior year, and he was close to getting that 500-yard mark when he had an ACL, a knee injury against Macon County. And I just want to mention him there because he would probably be up on this list. But he's not, and that's the way things were. Sure missed Joseph the next couple of years after that injury.
I've heard you mention his reliability at that position and just an overall leader on the field several times.
Well, like you said about Bartley, you just throw it out there, you know they're going to come down with it, and that's what Joseph was for me. Moving on, number 10, Brian Halsall had 501 yards in 1985 to come in at number 10, Daniel.
And at number 9 on the list, a more recent player. J.R. Fraga, 532 yards in 2013.
Number 8 on the list, John Carlisle, we've said his name again, 603 yards in 1987.
Coming in at 7th, the first of three listings on this list is Wyatt Mabry. His sophomore season in 2013 had 617 yards.
And there's your safety valve, Mr. Bartlett, Chris Bartlett, 724 yards in 1999.
Coming in at 5th, we've talked a lot about Bill Napier over the last several weeks on Battle Bulldog history. Here was his favorite target in 1974, Greg Craig. He was a running back, but also a very good receiver. 731 yards for Greg Craig in 1974.
As I've said before about other people, there's that man again, Wyatt Mabry, in 2014, 749 yards in the season.
One of the older listings we have, not trying to poke fun at Johnny Booger McLaren, but back in 1976, Johnny McLaren, 750 yards receiving off the arm of Roger Short.
And number two, we talked about who might be at the top of all these lists. Number two, Brian Burchett. You mentioned before, he's the only Mr. Football finalist we've ever had in Clay County Salina High School history. 823 yards in 1989.
That's a record that stood for a long time. Brian was our leading receiver for almost 20 years. Wyatt Mabry, though, his third listing on this top 10 season best list, had 1,006 yards his senior year in 2015. The only receiver to eclipse the 1,000-yard mark in the history of Clay County football.
Daniel, great numbers there, great names. It's good to see Booger up there in the top three. That's impressive, alongside Burchett and Mabry. We better move on quickly. We're already well into this segment, and we haven't gotten very far. We're going to all-time career leaders, receiving leaders of all time for their career. Number 10, J.R. Fraga. You mentioned him earlier. He had 653 yards from 2010 to 2013.
Coming in at ninth, and before I reveal it, I want to make mention here, we've got three guys here, and this is one of them. His statistics are incomplete. Coming in at ninth is Tony Morris with 691 yards receiving. He played from 1999 to 2002. I believe I'm missing his freshman numbers, and I personally know because I threw it to him. He had probably around 200 yards receiving that year. We don't have it chronicled here, though.
Same thing for Josh Cloutier. You may have thrown a few passes to him. I know my little brother John did. He had 726 yards, excluding some yards we know that are out there, but we just can't prove, from 1994 to 1997.
Coming in at seventh in a single season, this is a man, Greg Craig, with his 731 yards. He only played 1 year of high school football here at what was then Salina High School, and that was in 1974. Previously, he had been at Monterey.
And then there he is, Booger McLaren, Johnny McLaren, 750 yards, comes in at number six on the all-time list. Did he just play 1 year? I see 1976.
Played from 73 through 76. However, those numbers were from that 1 year.
That's
the year the paper started.
Okay, so incomplete also.
Incomplete.
So who knows how many yards Booger has.
Exactly. Could have a lot more than we have him listed for. Coming in at fifth, getting into the top five, Corey Hamilton, another person I had the privilege of coaching. He has 795 yards in his career from 2009 to 2012. A very shifty receiver, had good hands, small in stature, but big in personality and playmaking ability.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, Daniel. Coming in at number four, we mentioned his name too. John Carlisle had almost 1,000 yards with 992 from 1984 to 1987 as a tight end?
Yes, certainly the frame of a tight end. I've seen some of that old film. We're going to go ahead and call him a tight end. May have lined up at the flanker position some. But we have to remember a lot of those teams, even though he played a little bit with Stephen Arms and Kevin Watson, they were run-based teams. So those receivers had to work hard for their yardage. Coming in at third, Darrell Reeser had 1,149 yards in his career from 1980 to 1983. That would have been off the arm of Gary Eads and Gary Spark Short, I believe, during that time as well. But Darrell and Dwayne, both great players in their time here. But Darrell comes in third, top three, 1,149 yards.
There's Mr. Burchett, Brian Burchett, comes in second. Well behind the leader, but you got to remember, only about a year and a half at the receiver position, if I'm right, 1,232 yards from 1987 to 1990. You know, I talked to Brian when we first started doing this Bite a Bulldog history deal, and I asked him, you know, I always heard growing up, you know, these guys were kind of my heroes, Brian Burchett, Stephen Arms,
sure.
All those right in front of me that I watched when I was in sixth grade, junior high. You always heard the legend, you know, Florida State was looking at him, this kind of stuff. I asked him, I said, who really was? He told me he had a chance to play at Virginia. So that's a big level school there. So, again, we talked about Brian a whole lot. Probably the greatest athlete, Mr. Football finalist, number two on the all-time receiving list.
And you're right, Thomas, with the majority of that, 823 of it, came the season before. Brian had to fill in for Stephen Arms his sophomore year when Arms had a broken leg and played quarterback. Then he transitioned to tailback as a senior. But just got a note here from Jason Coons, who was a former teammate of John Carlisle. I'm glad Jason's out there listening. Says John was a split end. So he was a big guy and had the frame for a tight end, but lined up at split end for the Dawgs.
Kind of like Mabry then. Big guy, but still could go up and get it and had some speed.
Very much so. And we'll get to White Mabry. He is our all-time receiving leader. He doubles up Burchett's 1,232 and a little more with 2,000 500 yards in his career. White already started a little bit as a freshman, was a four-year participant in football in the starting position. He played from 2012 to 2015. I could talk a long time about White, but I'm not going to because producer Rob Edwards is here telling us it's time to go to break. But I will mention that he's one of the most exceptional young men I've had the privilege to be around, not only in his character and his behavior, but also on the football field. So all-time receiving leader, White Mabry with 2,500 yards. We want to argue who's better, Burchett or Mabry. I think it's safe to say that those two guys sit at the top of the mountain, and we're going to put Burchett up there with Mabry just because of his just all-around athleticism.
And something you mentioned, it was a different time back in those days. You know, we've got our all-time leading rushers from my day and prior during that same time. So to have that many yards Burchett had and then what Mabry did when they opened up the offense here lately, there's no way you can compare them.
Impressive to have seen these gentlemen play. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a bite of Bulldog history brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. Next week, we'll cover the sack leaders here at Clay County High School and maybe get into the interception leaders as well.
You're listening to the David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football featuring producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV, phone, and internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football and the Horizon Sports Network.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Still to come, a game time weather report and a final word before kickoff. Stay with us as we get ready for Bulldog football here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tired of running around trying to find everything you need for a project or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Back-to-school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, Quality Home Phone, and Security Monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop, T-insert number C-0026.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head football coach Matt Bates. Brought to you by Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's home matchup with Sale Creek, where the 4-3 Dogs will take on the 1-5 Panthers. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Matt Bates and senior lineman Eli Watson for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Guys, thanks for allowing us to come in today and talk with you.
Thanks, Thomas. Thanks for allowing us to come back and hang out with you.
We appreciate it.
Coach, kind of a tough one to swallow last week.
Yeah.
The way Joe Burns kind of had their way with us.
It was. Very physical football team, very good football team. I told several guys after the game, probably the best overall team we faced all year. From coaching to players to scheme, everything.
They were impressive. Eli, you guys up front gave it your all, but you just couldn't stop that Red Devil attack.
We did. We did what we knew how to do, and it just we couldn't get nothing going, but we never did give up. We believe in pride. We break down to it every day, and we finish with pride every game, no matter what the score is.
Well, you could see that. They did pretty much dominate up front and kind of gave it to us, but proud of the way you guys held up. Coach, you talked about that and how Coach Tom Adkins for Joe Burns and the experience he has, that really showed Friday night.
He did. I mean, we're in our first year together as a staff. His staff has been together, or he's been there for 24 years. The youngest guy on his staff's been there for about 5. So a very veteran staff. They've been to 2 state championships back-to-back about 3 or 4 years ago. So really a quality program, tradition-rich program, one that we want to be like.
And like Eli said, your guys kept fighting.
Yeah, they fought.
And had some success late.
We did. They kept fighting. And that's the one thing I know about our guys, no matter what, they're going to fight for 48 minutes and let the chips fall where they may. I was proud of the way they finished. I feel like we finished games well. Scoring late. We had the onside kick in our hands that could have cut it to a 1 or 2 score game and just kind of fell out of our hands. But our kids played well.
Eli, Coach talked about it, and you already have. You and this group just don't quit no matter the score. Where does that resolve come from?
Well, we're all in it together, and we know that. And we don't point – last year a lot we pointed fingers and wasn't really playing as a team, but this year we're all in it together, and we know that. So we know how we finish. It's going to reflect on all of us, and that's coaches included.
And you've been a big part of that, in my opinion, this year, Eli, kind of that unsung hero up front. Maybe not putting up the big numbers, but playing with that consistency in there and stepping up big with a big play when your team needs it.
Yes, sir.
And is that something you kind of pride yourself on as far as just being consistent in there and just, taking the blows and giving them right back?
I do. I know that as linemen, we're doing the dirty work and can't have a team without linemen. Like you say, we don't put the points up, but we try our very best so the running backs don't get touched. Same way on defense. We try not to let them get to the linebackers. We do the best we can up front.
And Coach, I have to say, this guy's pretty tough.
Yeah,
tough. I've known Eli for a while. His father, his nickname was Wild Man. He was one of the legends in the Bulldog line back in the day. How much does Eli Watson really mean to this team?
Well, he means a lot. It's senior leadership. It's character. He's doing the right things all the time. He's a golfer, so he's playing football. He's playing golf. He's getting academics. He's getting everything done. But, I think if somebody were to break us down, if there's a guy I'm going to run behind with power, it's probably going to be him on Friday night. If I need 3 yards, I'm running behind Eli. And so he's a great guy that comes to work every day, even when he's tired. you know he's tired, he'll tell you, but then he'll go work and you're like, dang, I thought you were tired. You know, so right. Hard worker.
And tonight I assume we're going to need him and the rest of the guys in the trenches to dominate. Get us rolling again and get back to Bulldog football.
Yeah, we got to get back to our identity of running the football a little more than we are throwing it. And that starts up front with great blocks that finish through the whistle, not at the whistle. And that's what we've preached all week.
Eli, I know last week was kind of demoralizing. How's Coach Bates and his staff approach this week? I assume it's been about putting last week behind you and getting some confidence back tonight against the Panthers.
Yes, sir. Every week that we put the week behind us and we're ready to move forward all the time. He's preached about finishing through the whistle, and that's what we're going to try to do. We're not going to let up. We're going to do everything we can tonight, hopefully come out on top.
And Coach, we talked about this for the newspaper. Even though we had that letdown and what we had billed as the biggest game of the year against Joe Burns last week, there's still a lot to play for going forward.
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah, there's a ton to play for. What if you start looking at the scenarios breaking down against who's got to play who and all this stuff, we're still in a great spot. When the standings came out, we were still second, which means we host if the season ended today, which we know it doesn't. But if we beat Gordonsville, we host. Gordonsville beats Joe Burns and we beat Gordonsville, there's some crazy things happen. We might be region champs. So there's a lot of football left to play, and that's what we're preaching to the kids, is just keep playing. Trust the process and just continue to play one game at a time.
You talked about that shot at a possible three-way tie. That's where the importance of tonight's game.
The Monterey win was huge to get us to that point. And so if we can get as many wins as we can, we control our own destiny. Don't let somebody else control it for us.
Eli, like Coach said, you guys still got a shot at making history by hosting the first playoff game at John Teeples Field. That and the fact you're on your way to your first winning season in almost a decade, it's got to feel good to accomplish all that your senior year.
Yes, sir, it does. It means a lot. And if we was the first senior group to maybe host on John Teeples Field, that would mean a lot to us. Definitely be remembered by it as the first group to host a playoff game.
And you get away from, you know, two top five teams
South
in that
get
opening
away from
round.
Yeah.
You know, I know Whitwell's good too. South Pitt's doing what they do. So has to be a big thing to maybe have a shot at winning a playoff game if we can host it.
Yeah, I feel like we can win one. Yeah. Anybody in the first round in that other region doesn't scare me except South Pitt, and that's just they're so stinking tradition rich. It's hard to go against them ever, but I think we can go out there and win this thing.
And you said also in the newspaper that you thought Sail Creek was a much improved team.
Oh, yeah.
What's the key for us to come out on top tonight?
The key for us really is just going to be staying within our own identity. For me, it's sticking to the run game even when it's hard. Because, you know, when you got Jake and BJ and Seth out wide, sometimes it's easy. Hey, just throw it up. Let them make a play. But we need to pound the ball tonight and get back to our identity offensively. And defensively, we've preached all week about 11 people to the football. And so we're going to get to the football pretty pissed off tonight. Because they've had a rough week in practice, and I think they want to extract a little of that hate on somebody.
Nothing wrong with a little of that animosity. We want to take it out on another team. Eli, I'm sure you're ready to get back on track tonight with a win, too.
Yes, sir, I am. The losing, it's not the same as winning for sure. You can tell that at halftime when we come in the locker room, we're not saying nothing when we're down. When we're winning, we're pretty excited, and it's just a whole different feeling. It's a good feeling.
Well, you got off to that good start, the 3-0 start. You're kind of up on that high. We've dropped, two out of three here, I think, lately, lost two in a row. How do we get that turned around, Eli?
Well, just mainly the attitude of the team. When we go out, me and Dylan, we're the team captains. We try our best. Guys, don't be scared. There's nothing to be scared about. We're going to do our game plan. We're going to hit them in the mouth and do what we can. I think if the team's attitude is, we've got this, I think we'll be all right.
Eli's got a good attitude. Coach, what's yours? What's our chances tonight of getting back on track and getting that win over the Panthers?
Well, I feel like this week we're going to block a lot better and tackle a whole lot better. Kicking game we've got to play well in. But the biggest thing I'm excited about is seeing our defense arrive pissed off tonight. We talked all week about a shutout, so we're going to go try to get us a stinking shutout tonight.
Sounds good. All right, guys. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us today, and good luck tonight. Folks, the Dogs are off next week, but return to action at Pig County on Friday, October the 20th. That's when we'll be back here with Coach Bates to preview the battle with the Bobcats. See you then.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with head football coach Matt Bates. Brought to you by Ridgetop Farm, proud supporter of Clay County football.
It's time for the Homer Improvement Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, what's the overall key tonight for the Dogs to get off this two-game losing streak?
Well, you know, Daniel, I think this game's all about the Bulldogs and how they put the last few weeks behind them and get back on track. They lost two in a row, as you said, but tonight's a chance to get off the schneid, as legendary Chris Berman says, get things rolling, start a three-game winning streak to end the season. In order to do so, Clay County's got to get back to playing Bulldog football. Control the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Set the tone early. Coach Bates recognized that, and I think we're going to see that tonight.
I hope so. What about offensively specifically?
Well, two words, Jared Markham.
Agreed.
Let's face it, besides the passing game late in a couple of games, we've struggled on that side of the ball. When we got off to that good start, we saw Jared Markham carry us. He had over 60 carries in the first four games and averaged 5 yards a carry the last three. The last three, he's only getting five touches a game on average. So the key to getting this thing turned around lies in riding our horses. Markham's one of them. He's got to get his. And I think you got to work senior Seth Ogletree back into the game plan too. Tonight, if we get back in the saddle with Markham and Ogletree, then we get things rolling again. And we'll hear that fire truck and those sirens firing all night long.
I like it. What about the defensive side of the ball?
Well, it's just got to get back to fundamentals. You heard Coach Bates talk about it in the interview. We got a swarm to the ball. We missed a lot of tackles at the point of attack the last few weeks. This week, I think we make those stops, shut down the Panther offense, and dominate behind the guys up front. They got pounded last week. But I could tell in the interview that senior Eli Watson was ready, and I think he'll have his classmates and the rest of the big dogs in the trenches fired up. Those guys, I believe they got chips on their shoulders, Daniel. After getting whooped last week, they come to play, shut down Sale Creek, and Markham gets loose for not just one, but a couple big plays, and it's no contest. Dogs roll, get their swagger back, and blow out the Panthers tonight.
And that's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver. Brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. Quickly now, we'll turn our eyes to the skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature at kickoff will be 66 degrees. At halftime, 62 degrees. End the game, 60 degrees. Humidity will be 57%. Precipitation already fallen here today in Salina is zero. We have no chance of precipitation throughout the contest. There's a slight wind out of the east at 1 mile an hour, and we do have a full moon tonight. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's US Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Welcome back to the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Let's wrap up our pregame show with the Treehouse Treasure pregame parting gift. Final word for our listeners before kickoff. Guys, I got two gifts real quick. Number one, last week is behind us. There's still light at the end of the tunnel. We can still host a playoff game. You know, put it behind us. Let's have a good game tonight. In order to do that, that's gift number two. We got to put together some consistency. We started the last two games with great drives, great opening drives, and then fizzled out, and then ended both those games with pretty good drives. We got to put together four quarters.
Do I need to give one? I mean, Coach gave two. I guess I'll throw it in there. Like aggravated him a little bit there. Great stuff from Coach Edwards. I agree with him. My gift basically is, I think, like Coach Bates says, this team's pissed off. I think they're ready to get back on track, and they're going to do that tonight.
My parting gift for the Dogs, for the third week in a row, focus. We dropped two in a row. This is a Sail Creek team coming in tonight that's 1-5. If we focus and return to who we are, as you mentioned, in the keys to the game, Thomas, feed Jared Markham the football, we're going to be okay. So, this pregame parting gift has been brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives. That does conclude our David Benjamin pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're fixing to call this thing to you live, ladies and gentlemen. We hope you're out there with us as we're preparing for this game. Clay County's taking the field at this moment in time. They'll be kicking off to Sail Creek. Sail Creek, the visiting team, is dressed in white jerseys. They have blue numerals outlined in black, also wearing blue helmets and blue pants. Clay County, the home team, for the second week in a row, is wearing the Vegas gold jerseys with black numerals outlined in white. They also wear black helmets and black pants. Gabe Henson, the normal place kicker for the Dogs, has sustained an ankle injury this week. And Jared Markham will be taking over those responsibilities. I look for the Dogs to probably go for two when we score. I won't say if we score. I'll say when we score. But Markham now does set to kick off to the Sail Creek Panthers.
Decent crowd here tonight. I think everybody's fired up for some Bulldog football.
Markham approaches. He puts his foot to the ball. It's a high pooch kick to the right. It is picked up by Sail Creek. They have possession. They'll lose yardage on the return attempt, though. And that ball is going to be spotted at the 24-yard line, actually the 34-yard line, the Sail Creek into the field to start this contest. 11 minutes and 55 seconds are what show on the clock here at John Teeples Field, and obviously we're knotted up currently at zero. The defensive starters for Clay County tonight are brought to you by State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. We've returned to a 50 defense tonight. Nose guard, Austin Goh. Defensive tackle, Zach Strong and Eli Watson. Defensive ends, Will Ogletree and James Short. Inside linebackers, John Copeland and Dylan Maxfield. Cornerbacks, Clark Donaldson and Jared Markham. And safeties, Aiden Cherry and B.J. Emerton. Also, Seth Ogletree will rotate in at safety. This State Farm starting lineup has been brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew's there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Sail Creek have ran their first play from scrimmage. It was a run, good for about 4.5 yards. Might as well call it 5. The ball was originally spotted, I said the 34, but it was on the 35-yard line, and Sail Creek now has its second 5 from their own 40.
You know, Sail Creek looks similar to us besides the quarterback's in the shotgun, Daniel.
Panthers approach tonight. It is a wing T set. Quarterback gives off to a wing back in motion. He's around the right side, has the first down and more. He's across the 50-yard line where he'll be taken down by a host of Bulldogs. And that ball will likely be spotted on the Bulldog 48-yard line as Sail Creek picks up a first down on their second play from scrimmage.
As I said, Sail Creek's in the wing type formation. They do have their quarterback in the shotgun. That was just simply kind of what we do with a jet. He reversed out of there, out of the shotgun. The wing came in motion and got the corner on us.
Tanner Harvey, the quarterback for the Sail Creek Panthers. Harvey is in the gun. He has a wing to the right, a tailback behind him, wing to the left. And the Clay County defensive line has jumped off sides on first and 10. Ball was spotted at the Bulldog 47-yard line, and we're going to be giving up 5 yards here to the Panthers to set up what will now be second and 5.
I couldn't pick out who jumped there, Daniel, but I saw Watson in there in the middle. Like I said in the interview, you could tell he was fired up. May have just been a little too antsy that time.
10 minutes and 45 seconds remain here in the opening quarter of play. Wide out to the left. Actually, two wide outs left for the Panthers. Double wing set. Fullback behind quarterback in the gun. Ball's given off to the fullback. He's upfield. Going to be brought down by Dylan Maxfield. Actually, Will Ogletree. I saw the zero on the jersey. Dylan wears 50. Will wears 30. Will Ogletree on the tackle. A gain of 3 for the Panthers to set up 2nd and 2 now. The ball is spotted at the Bulldog 39-yard line.
Dogs better wake up. The Sail Creek team looks pretty good so far.
They're 1-5 and hungry for another win. Double wing set for the Panthers. Ball's given off to the fullback again up the gut, but to no avail. Dylan Maxfield leads the charge as the fullback's going to be tackled for loss on the play.
I believe that was the freshman Goat in there that made first contact, and then Maxfield came up, going to bring up a big third down here.
Third down indeed. Third down in a short two, a long one, however you want to call it. For the Sail Creek Panthers, the ball sets at the Bulldog 39-yard line, so it was a run of no gain rather than a tackle for loss for the Panthers. Third and short, quarterback's in the gun, double wing set, gives off to a motion back on a bit of a counterplay, but he'll be met in the backfield by 4 or 5 dogs. Dylan Maxfield involved on the play, but it was led, I believe.
Eli Watson.
By Eli Watson, the young man that was interviewed on the Inside the Locker Room that hopefully you heard in our pregame show. Fourth down now as Sail Creek finds themselves in 4th and 3 after the tackle for loss. Now the ball rests at the Bulldog 41-yard line.
Kind of like we got off to a slow start. Watson's trying to turn that thing around. You see that senior leadership from him and Maxfield. Big fourth down.
Here's the ball. It's snapped, given off to a wing back. He's around the right side, has the first down and more. He's across the 35 up to the 30-yard line, and that ball will be spotted on the 30. Cannot see who is in on the tackle. The Panthers are driving from right to left from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. They're driving towards the scoreboard here at John Teeples Field. 1st and 10 for Sail Creek, ball on the Bulldog 30.
Same play, what amounts to kind of a jet sweep. He is circling around behind the quarterback, and he's reversing and giving it to him, but they're getting the edge on us.
7th play of the drive, sees another handoff to the wing back. They'll pick up around 4 on the play. We'll call it 3, moving the ball from the Bulldog 30 up to the Bulldog 27 to set up 2nd and 7. Sail Creek getting 3 or 4 yards of pop here, Thomas. Bulldog defense, as you said, needs to wake up. The Panthers now playing quick. Quarterback's already in the gun, double wing set. Ball is given off to fullback. He'll be met in the backfield, though, once again by a host of Bulldogs. That front line for Clay County doing
Watson
a good job there. I see Gold as well, the freshman, in on the play. Ball rest at the Bulldog 28-yard line, 3rd and 7, and Sail Creek playing quickly again. Ball snap, double wing set, given off to a running back coming around from the left side. Well, he'll be brought down by senior James Short and also junior Hayden Cherry to give Sail Creek another 4th down play. The ball rest at the Bulldog 27-yard line.
Short just come from that far sideline and just scraped down the line and made a big play right there. Brings up the 4th down, as you say. This is where we need to get the momentum and start the march, Daniel.
4th and long, 6. 7:19 remains here in this first quarter play. Scoreless ball game. Quarterback in the gun. That's Harvey. He's going to fake. Bootlegs to the right, looking to pass. It is caught by the tight end. And he drops the ball, but it is caught midair by a tailback who was carrying out his motion fake. So the circus catch by the wingback is going to give Sail Creek a 1st down. Pretty good defense by the Dawgs secondary. may have been Emerton, I'm not sure who, okay, maybe Cherry playing safety, came up with a good hit. The tight end caught the ball, it was knocked in the air, then caught by another Panther for the first down. Ball sets now at the Bulldogs 17-yard line.
They're moving quick, Daniel.
Playing very quickly. Ball snap, given off to the fullback up the gut to no avail. He'll be met by Hayden Cherry, also with Eli Watson again. James Short in on the play as well to set up second. And it looks like they're going to give him forward progress. Also one, second 11 for the Panthers. And I can barely catch my breath as they begin to snap again. Quarterback in the shotgun. Double wing set, ball snap, looking to pass. Ball's thrown, and it is incomplete. Second 11 play, pass falls incomplete for the Panthers.
They had a chance there. That receiver cleared the linebackers, and the ball was there. I think it got on him too quick. Just couldn't get his hands up and dropped it.
Third and 11 now for Sail Creek. There's 6 minutes and 25 seconds left. The clock has stopped with that incomplete pass. Already the quarterback goes to receive the snap, though. The wing's in motion. It's given off to him around the right side. There's some minimal room for him as he'll get the ball up to around the Bulldog 13-yard line to set up fourth down here for Sail Creek. It's going to be fourth and 7 from the Bulldog 13-yard line.
How many fourth down conversions can you pick up on one drive? What are we into, about 15 plays?
Yeah, we are 14 plays into this drive. This is Sail Creek's third fourth down, and they'll attempt to convert their third here on the 14th play of this drive. Quarterback's in the gun, fourth and 7 play, ball snapped. He fakes, bootlegs right, looking to pass, ball's thrown. It's going to be nearly caught in the end zone. However, it does fall incomplete on fourth down. The Dogs dodge a big bullet there. It's Sail Creek with that quick tempo, marched the field with a 14-play drive that got down to the Dog 13. However, they were not able to come away with points.
Well, again, a catchable ball there. We got caught sleeping on that one. That was right at the back of the end zone. A pretty nice throw just off his fingertips. I think that was number 8, John Roberts, who had such a good start there at wingback.
Ashlock under center, double wing set. Ball's given to Markham. He's up to the 15-yard line, down to the 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, crosses midfield, 40, 30, 20, 10, touchdown, Jared Markham, touchdown, Clay County, touchdown, Bulldogs. Clay County now leads 6-9 at the 5-minute and 20-second mark, and Coach Bates must have heard us here from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. Give Jared Markham the football.
Well, he got it there, broke one tackle, got the corner, and it was all green in front of him, Daniel.
I think that'll go down officially as a 87 or 86-yard touchdown, perhaps. I think it was snapped at the 13, so we'll call that a 87-yarder tentatively for Markham as the Dogs attempt the 2-point conversion play. Ball's given off to the fullback, Will Ogletree. He fights hard up the gut, but comes away unsuccessful. He'll be brought down. So, Dogs lead 6-9 after the big Markham touchdown. 5 minutes and 20 seconds remain here in the opening quarter of play.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Delhall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
We return here to Clay County High School and the Horizon Sports Network, where we've just seen the Dogs take a 6-0 lead at the 5:20 mark of the opening quarter play with that 87-yard Jared Markham touchdown. He wasn't even contested on that play.
He wasn't, and that's what the young man brings to this team. Ever second or third time he touches it, he takes it to the house, Daniel.
Markham doing it all for the Dogs tonight. Does kick off here. His kickoff goes out of bounds. I expect Sail Creek will get the ball at the 35-yard line to begin their second drive of the game. We've got to fix our defensive woes, though, as Sail Creek had a 14-play drive to open the game. Fortunately, their third, fourth down conversion came away unsuccessful, though.
Well, you know, it's all about momentum. I expect to see Eli Watson. He was fired up on that first drive, but I expect to see everybody to follow Markham's lead here on that side of the ball and stop up Sail Creek.
Panthers have been playing quickly on offense. We'll see if they maintain that. Quarterback's in the gun. They do run a double wing set. We have jumped off sides again. The hard count from the Sail Creek quarterback. I announced him as being number 5, Tanner Harvey. I want to make sure that's correct. Coach Edwards, can you confirm? Yes, I think that's correct. That is not the local Clay Countyan. Tanner Harvey. Also heard John Roberts off the roster a minute ago.
Roberts is the tailback, has picked up so many yard zones on the outside.
So your names, and I'm sure they're not familiar faces.
Correct. Second and five now. Actually, first and five for Sail Creek Panthers. Ball sits at the Panther 40-yard line. Ball snap, giving off the wing back in motion. He's at the 45, almost to the 50-yard line. So a first down pickup on that play for Sail Creek. They had first and five, and they took advantage of the short yardage to advance to the Panther 49-yard line and get a fresh set of downs. That is their fourth first down of this game already.
Well, you know, they're getting the corner on us. I think we might be missing Cherry up there on that at that end position. He's done a great job of holding that down all year.
Harvey calls for the snap. He's looking to pass. He's going deep. He has a receiver number one. The ball is caught down around the 15-yard line. Markham on the tackle. However, Jason Burton, the junior receiver, hauled in a beauty of a pass from quarterback Tanner Harvey for another Panther first down. That ball being spotted at the Bulldog 15-yard line. Nice play for Sail Creek.
You don't see that much, Daniel. Markham kind of got caught looking. The receiver got to step on him. I don't think Markham knew the ball was in the air.
Sail Creek looking dangerous here. They're in their fifth overall year of play. Head coach Ron Cox has his team looking pretty battle-ready at this moment in time. 4 minutes and 40 seconds remain. Dogs lead 6-9. Panthers snap the ball from the Bulldog 15. Is giving off to wingback. He'll get 1 to 2 yards on the play. Pretty good rush defense so far for the Dogs, but we gave up that huge pass, Thomas, that's gave them a short field as they're in the red zone.
We did, and again, it was just, you know, Markham got beat. I see we got Wyatt Burks out there at the cornerback now. I think Markham's getting a little break after that one. But when you run 186 yards for a touchdown, you might be a little tired.
Second long, 8 for the Panthers. Ball sits at the Bulldog 14. Ball snapped. It's a run. Giving off to wingback. He's down left side. 5-yard line. Now he breaks into the end zone on a nice play for the Sail Creek Panthers as they now knock this game up at 6. With a nice 13-yard touchdown run. I did not catch that running back. I'll try to do a better job of bringing
86, I think.
85. That would be Luke Roberts, the wide receiver, playing wing back here for a senior for the Panthers. The Panthers, yes, the Panthers will try a PAT here to try to take a 7-6 lead with 4 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Waiting on the snap. Snap. Back snap. Quarterback throwing to the right. The holder is. He throws, and it is dropped in the end zone. He had a man. Would have went up 8-6, but that ball could not be hung on to. So we have a tied game. Clay County 6, Sail Creek 6 here in the first quarter. 4 minutes remain.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. We have a score of 6-6 here at John Peoples Field. Clay County had a huge one-play scoring drive. Two drives ago, Jared Markham taking it to the house, maybe 7 yards. But Sail Creek put together a four-play scoring drive of their own to answer, and now we're tied up. Clay County said to receive this kickoff. Jared Markham does sit deep on the 10-yard line for Clay County. The Panthers will be kicking off from right to left here. Kicker approaches the ball, sets his foot to it, and kicks it pretty nice intermediate kick. It rolls around the 20-yard line, and it's going to go out of bounds. So Clay County, with good field position, will be able to take over at the 35-yard line. Let's go ahead and bring you those State Farm starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. On the offensive side of the football, offensive line, left to right, Zach Strong, Eli Watson, Joseph Short, Alex Combs, and Dylan Maxfield. Tight end, Hayden Cherry. Receiver, B.J. Emerton. Fullback, Will Ogletree. Running backs, Jared Markham and Matt Jacoby. Also, Clark Donaldson will rotate in there. Quarterback is sophomore Jake Ashlock. Clay County takes over at their own 35-yard line with 4 minutes remaining here, first and 10.
Need to answer.
Ashlock under center, double wing set. Ball snapped. We fake. He's looking to pass. Rolls to the right. He's going to run the ball. He's at the 40, 45, 50, 45, and he'll be taken out of bounds. And the ball spotted at the Panther 43-yard line. Good scramble by Ashlock to pick up the first down. Some of the best rush yardage he's picked up thus far this season. The Panthers doing a good job offensively. Defensively, they look a little slow of foot. Hopefully, Clay County can take advantage here. So, Bulldog, first down. Ball sets at the Panther 43-yard line. Double wing set for Clay County. Emerton split to the right. Cherry tied in left. Donaldson in motion right and left. It's given off to him, and he'll be met in the backfield and taken down. Perhaps a loss on the play. Yes, the ball will be spotted now at the Bulldog, or actually the Panther, 44-yard line. So a loss of one on the play for Donaldson with that rush. Setting up second and 11 for Clay County. Certainly, unless they lose more yardage, they're in four down territory here. Regular punter Joseph Jolin is not dressed tonight for the Bulldogs. If we do have to punt, hopefully we don't, I'm not sure who we'll see. Ashlock under center, second and 11. Toss sweep to Jacoby on the left. He's at the 40, 35, 30. 25, will he be met by a Panther. However, a flag was thrown around the line of scrimmage. I'm satisfied that we have a holding call or a block in the back against the Bulldogs.
Guys, that last Panther drive there, I'm a little late on this, but had four plays, as Daniel said, three rushes and one complete pass play from quarterback Harvey to Burton for 35 yards, and then Luke Roberts capped it off with a 19-yard run.
You know, they just told us next door in the booth that Luke Roberts and John Roberts are twin brothers, and they've both had a big impact so far tonight. I know John Roberts has got several rushing yards, doesn't he, Coach? Number eight on the first drive.
He's got six rushes for 38 yards right now is what I have him for.
Holding penalty being assessed against the Bulldogs. That's going to back us up. We said we thought we were in four down territory if we didn't back up, but that we have. Hopefully we can get yardage here. The hold did take place downfield a little bit, so it's not going to be too bad. The ball sets at the Panther 46-yard line, and it's going to be second and about 13 for Clay County. Still a manageable situation. 2 minutes and 50 seconds remain here, and the score is tied at 6. Ashlock under center, double wing, double wide out set. Seth Ogletree to the right, B.J. Emerton to the left. Markham comes in motion. Flags fly, though. We're going to have a false start being assessed against Clay County to back us up 5 more yards, which will set up second and 18 for Clay County. Not hardly as manageable a situation. We cannot afford to continue to move backwards. The ball now goes back into Bulldog territory with that penalty, and it's spotted on the Bulldog 49-yard line.
It's our fourth penalty. 25 yards and penalties we've lost.
Well, we mentioned in the pregame parting gift focus, and certainly those penalties are coming down to a lack of focus by the young men for Clay County this time. Hopefully head coach Matt Bates and his staff can get them redirected. Here we are, Clay County, second 18, Ashlock under center, ball snap, looking to pass. Ball's thrown, he's talking to Seth Ogletree, and it's going to be incomplete. Pass is incomplete.
Just a little overthrown, Daniel. Ogletree had the step, started it kind of inside on the hash, was fading towards the sideline. Ashlock just got to put a little more air under that one.
Dogs are driving from left to right here from our vantage point from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth. They're driving toward Russell Richardson Doghouse off to our right here at Joan L. Leach Stadium. Weiberg is coming onto the field for the Dogs. Seth Ogletree comes off. Markham also back in. He brings the play to Ashlock. Ashlock distributes the play through the huddle, and we approach the line. Ball sets at the Bulldog 49. It's 3rd and 18. Side judge on the far sideline. He's stopped play here, though. I think we have a equipment infraction against Dylan Maxfield. He's trotting off to the side. I see something flapping from his left arm.
I think he has some blood on him, Dana.
TWSAA does not like to take chances with something like that. We see number 54 for Clay County trotting onto the field to go in for Maxfield. To leave him for this play, that is Wesley Huff, the sophomore. Earlier in the year started at the defensive line. Here we are, 3rd and 18. Ashok hooks the pass. Ball thrown for White Burns. It's going to be incomplete. Very good coverage by the South Creek Panthers. It looked to be a 1-2 receiver route. And White Burks was double covered. Ashlock threw a nice ball. However, Burks couldn't really see the thing. It was almost face guarding for the Cedric Panthers. But nevertheless, 4th down now and 18 as we do come on to punt. I'm not sure who that punter is. As we mentioned, maybe Gabe Henson. Jolin is injured. He will not be suited out tonight for the Bulldogs. Punts off. It was, Henson's got an ankle injury. We'll try to find out who that punter is. It was a nice long punt, though. Unfortunately, it went into the Bulldog end zone. I think the punter on the play was Zach Strong, the junior, known for his punting skills. So he alleviated Jolin on that play. Sail Creek's going to take over the football possession of it with 2 minutes and 2 seconds remaining here. We have a scoreless ball, or not scoreless, a tied ball game here at Clay County High School on this Thursday night contest.
I think Sail Creek's got a little more than most people thought coming in here tonight. They put together a couple nice drives, one stalled out, one for the score, and they just stopped us right there.
Ball sits on the Panther 20, quarterback's in the gun. That's Harvey. Ball snap, giving off to a wing back, back underneath on a little reverse play. He's going to be tackled, but after he does pick up yardage, approximately 3 yards on the carry for the back. Guys, if you know a ball carrier, feel free to jump in with his name. At this point, I'm not doing a good job covering. I'm having trouble seeing the numbers on those jerseys. The jerseys are real tight, and the number gets scrunched up. I can't tell who it is, but it is 2nd and 7 for the South Creek Panthers. Ball sets at the South Creek 23-yard line. Quarterback's in the gun, double wing set. Ball snap, given off to Roberts, the fullback. And he's not going to have much on that play. The fullback dive being covered well by Clay County, as they did early in the year with the run game. They've come to play, it appears, on those interior runs. So, 3rd down coming up for the Panthers. Ball sets at the South Creek 24-yard line. They picked up one on the play to set up a 3rd and 6.
Well, that was the senior short on the stop. You're right, Daniel. We're handling that in between the tackles. It's the edge that's killing us.
3rd down play coming. Harvey in the gun. Calls for the snap. He looks to pass. Ball's thrown to the right. It is almost intercepted by a Dog defender. Will Ogletree playing defensive end tonight. Nearly pick six that thing. It does get recorded as an incomplete pass, however, and it's 4th down for Sail Creek. Certainly, you think they would have to punt as the ball rests at their own 24-yard line. Clay County should be getting possession of this ball back.
Nice play by Ogletree there. He kind of saw it was a pass after coming on the rush, flattened out, jumped up, and got a hand on it.
Emerton, a dangerous return man, has dropped back deep to receive for the Dogs. He stands at his own 45-yard line awaiting the punt. A shifting formation by the Panthers. The Dogs sit still, though, and don't jump. Ball snap, nearly blocked. The punt is off, though. It's going to fall short and take a Bulldog bounce. Sail Creek will down the football somewhere around their own 42-yard line. So only about 20 yards netted for the Panthers on the play as Clay County will take back over possession of the football. 39 seconds remain in this opening quarter. It's been an exciting quarter. We've seen good offensive play by the Panthers and a big offensive play, one at least, out of the Dogs. Clay County takes over at their own 43, but the Sail Creek 43-yard line. Pretty short field for the Dogs, 43 yards away from the end zone. Ashlock under center, double wing set, mark him in motion, ball's given to him, he's at the 45-yard line, out of the 40, he crosses the 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Jared Markham with 27 seconds remaining here in the first quarter, he has his second score and already 120 plus yards on these two carries.
And he's touched it twice, Daniel. They've given it to him twice, two touchdowns, over 100 yards. The man can play.
Clay County now leads with a score of 12-6. 27 seconds remain. We'll be attempting a two-point conversion here on the ensuing play. Ashlock and company are off to our right towards the Richardson Doghouse. Ashlock's under center, motion out of the wing back. We're looking to pass, targeting Hayden Cherry in the flat. We see another receiver, though. That's number 20, Clark Donaldson, and he was wide open, but Ashlock throwing back across his body, a difficult pass to make. It did fall incomplete. So Clay County leads 12-6 here on the Horizon Sports Network with 27 seconds left in the first quarter.
Solutions, your business can stay connected 24/7 and have a peace of mind knowing local technicians and business solution consultants are only a phone call away. Choose Twin Lakes and get connected to solutions your business needs. All powered by a robust, reliable fiber network. From broadband speeds up to 1 gig to key systems, special circuits, security, and more, Twin Lakes has you covered. Don't settle for anything less. See how Twin Lakes can keep your business connected today. T-insert number C-0026.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
We return here live on the Horizon Sports Network for your broadcast of Bulldog football. Clay County leads 12-6 with 24 seconds remaining here in the opening quarter of play. Sail Creek's just received the Jared Markham kickoff, and they will have the ball as it went out of bounds at the Sail Creek 35-yard line. Should be the last play probably of this quarter with 24 seconds.
Probably will be, Daniel. You know, I said we'd see a couple big plays out of him. He's already got those two. I'm anxious to see what Markham brings the rest of the game.
Panthers snap the ball, giving off the wing back around the right side. Ball carrier was John Roberts, the senior wing back. Clock does run with 12 seconds remaining after he was tackled for maybe a yard. I'm going to call it no gain. Ball still sits at the Sail Creek 35-yard line. Buzzer sounds here at John Tables Field, and we have reached the end of the first quarter play. Clay County leads 12-6 on the Horizon Sports Network. Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what that date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer month bills from overwhelming your budget. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We're back on the Horizon Sports Network, and we're set to broadcast the second quarter of play. Sail Creek has possession of the football at 2nd and 10. Ball rests at their own 35-yard line. After they've switched the ends of the field, they are now driving from left to right. They go deep on the first play of the contest, or the first play of the quarter, but the pass falls incomplete to set up 3rd and 10 for Sail Creek. Thomas, I'm a little nervous here. These Sail Creek receivers continually are getting behind our secondary.
Well, you know, and we haven't had that problem this year. We've seen Markham locking people down. We've bragged on Donaldson quite a bit. He was on the coverage on that play. But they've definitely got the step. I watched a little film on them, thought they didn't have a whole lot of speed. They're showing they've got some.
Sail Creek now set for 3rd and 10. The ball rests at their own 35-yard line. Ball snap. Quarterback gives off to a wing back around the left side. He's going to be tackled for a little gain. We should be seeing 4th and around 8 for the Panthers. Possible punting situation for them here as the ball rests at their own 38-yard line for this 4th and, we'll call a short 7 play. Sail Creek trying to decide what to do. It looks like they have chosen to punt here. Emerton's going to be dropping deep for the Dogs to receive this punt. 11 minutes and 15 seconds while the clock ticks here. Ball snap. Punts away. It's high and short. Shanked off to the right. It hits at the Bulldog 35, rolls to the 30, where it will be downed. Clay County going to take over for their first drive of the second quarter at their own 30-yard line. Thomas, I say let's hand it to Markham, see if he can't show us a 70-yard touchdown here.
Well, you know, he's touched it twice, got 2 touchdowns and 130 yards. I would say that he's our best weapon.
Yeah, certainly so. We have a team full of them, full of fine young men, but Markham tonight is showing his ability. Ashlock and company come up for the 1st and 10. Ball does set at the Bulldog 30-yard line. Double wing set. Ashlock under center. Emerson split right. Ball's handed off to Jacoby around the left side. He crosses the 30 and advances up to around the 33-yard line where he'll be taken down after a run of 3. 2nd and 7 for Clay County now.
Pretty nice run by Jacoby. Just kind of the same play that Markham scored on coming to the near boundary this time. Had a step there, made a little move, just a good tackle on Sail Creek's part.
Dogs approach the line, senior Joseph Short prepares to snap, Ashlock under center, double wing set, mark him in motion, left to right, fake to him, ball's thrown deep.
Knocked him down.
See pass interference. Actually, we do. Ashlock was targeting Clark Donaldson on trying to run a flag route, a corner route from his wing position. However, the safety for the Panthers just kind of knocked Clark down. And pass interference is called on the field.
I think the ref was just having trouble getting that one out of his pants, out of his pocket. But I was waiting for the flag.
And it did fly. That should give the Dogs a first down after this penalty yardage is assessed. Coach Bates had a manageable 2nd and 7 there. Tried to take a shot. With the penalty, we're going to get a first down.
I like the play call. You're close to midfield. That's kind of standard. You see coordinators take a shot from that, especially on 2nd and manageable.
Ball sets at the Bulldog 49-yard line now after the penalty. 1st and 10, Clay County. 10 minutes and 15 seconds remain here in the second quarter. Clay County leads 12-6. Ball's given off to Markham for the first time tonight. He's going to be caught in the backfield and taken down for no gain.
I guess we can't expect him to score on them all, Daniel.
I suppose not, Thomas. I sure would like to see it, but Markham was brought down. We're going to officially say no gain on the play. Ball still sets at the Bulldog 49-yard line. 9 minutes and 50 seconds remain. Clay County leads 12-6. 2nd and 10 for the Dogs. Emerton split right, double wing or left, double wing set. Markham in motion. Fake to him. Ashlock's under pressure. Gets away from the defender, though. Now he's going to scramble. He's going to be forced out of bounds for a loss on the play to set up 3rd and what will be over 10 yards after the lost yardage is assessed.
I'm not sure if that was a called play action pass or what. Ashlock retreated to the far sideline. There was nobody out there unless it was a single receiver play to the near side to Emerton. Could have been a busted play.
Could have been. Ball now sets at the Bulldog 44-yard line, and the Dogs are looking at 3rd and 14. Probably a pass coming for Clay County here in this 3rd and long. Seth Oaktree split left, Emerton to the right. 2 wings, 2 wideouts. Ball snapped. Ashlock does look to pass. He's going to step up the pocket and scramble. He's across the 50, now to the 45-yard line. Very close to the first down. We're going to have a 4th and very short here. Clay County does put themselves back in good position now after the Ashlock scramble. He had good pocket awareness, stepped up, crossed midfield with that football, and it now sets at the Panther 44-yard line to set up 4th and long one for Clay County.
Like Bates is going to go for it, as he should.
Dogs approach the line. Possible fullback dive, possible quarterback sneak. It sits at the Panther 44. Ball snap. Toss sweep to Jacoby around the left side. He turns the corner and gets it. 40-yard line, 35-yard line. Now's the 30. Crosses the 30, and he'll be taken down around the Bulldog 27 for the first down. Nice play for the Dogs to keep this drive alive, converting that fourth down play. Ball is spotted now at the Panther 28, and the Dogs are preparing for their seventh play of this drive. They lead 12-6 with 8 minutes and 40 seconds remaining, looking to extend that single possession lead. Ashlock under center, double wing set, Markham in motion left to right. Toss sweep to Markham this time. He's trying to get the edge, cannot get there. Evades one defender, he's at the 30, now the 25, upfield to the 20, 15-yard line now. He's going to be brought down across the 10. It's at the far side of the field. Dogs are driving from right to left. Ball should be spotted on what appears to be the 5-yard line. So Markham, in a slow-developing play, was able finally to get turned north and south once he got the edge and had a great run for the Dogs, Thomas.
Just simply amazing. It looked like he was going to lose five over there on the far sideline. I'm not sure who was blocking, but we had him stood up. Looked like he was going to make the tackle. He zigged and zagged and took it down.
First and goal from the 5 here for the Dogs. Ashlock under center. Ball snap. Fake toss slip to Dawson. Ashlock hooks the pass. Finds Hayden Cherry in the end zone for the touchdown. Touchdown Hayden Cherry. Touchdown Clay County. Touchdown Bulldogs. With 7 minutes and 52 seconds remaining here in the first half of play, Clay County takes an 18-6 lead on that Ashlock to Cherry pass.
It's a little play action. I think Coach Bate calls it a waggle, just a bootleg to this near sideline. Cherry was wide open. Ashlock evaded the pressure. Teardropped it right over the top. Nice hookup between Ashlock and Cherry there for the score.
Nice to see Cherry back on the receiving end of a pass there. He has 6 on the season for 95 yards and 2 touchdowns. Both of those came in the opening week against Jackson County. So Hayden Cherry back in the end zone for the Dogs. 2-point conversion plays handed off to Markham. Is that Markham?
It is.
Given to Markham. Markham takes it in for the 3 yards and the 2 points. New score. Clay County 20, Sail Creek Panther 6. 7 minutes and 52 seconds remain here in the second quarter.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network. We want to tell you about a contest that we are running. It's called the Long Distance Listener Contest, and it's being brought to you by Mitch Massengill and the friendly folks at Horse Creek Dock. Due to the benefit of streaming online as opposed to a traditional radio tower, we're a little bit curious just how far away from Salina you might be listening to our broadcast. If you think that you might be our longest distance listener this week, please email your listening location to info@delhallhorizon.com. The listener who is the longest distance from Salina each week will win a free Horizon Sports Network t-shirt. Once again, that email address is info@delhallhorizon.com. We did not have a winner last week, guys. Nobody submitted their location to us. Even somebody listening here in Salina could have won had they just submitted. So we encourage you to do that this week. Drop us an email. Tell us where you're listening from. Hopefully you'll be the winner.
And we had some people we know were listening.
Sure.
In other places. And, the Amanda White from Texas the week prior, a guy from Jackson, Tennessee before that. And then my father, he's on the road every week. He just texted me and said he was listening in Colorado. He must be following Adams home.
I guess so. He may be the winner this week. Sail Creek now takes over after the kickoff. The ball sets at the Panther 36-yard line. Ball snap, giving the wing back around left side, and he's got a lot of room. He's across the 50-yard line and picks up around 16 yards and first down yardage here on first and 10 for Sail Creek. who have done a good job all night long on the offensive side of the football. If they could just get the defense to go with it, we'd be in trouble.
Well, they stopped us up the first drive or two, but they just can't put a cap on Markham and this Bulldog offense. Otherwise, this would be a shootout.
Ball rest at the 50. Sail Creek in the gun. Double wing set. Ball's given off to Roberts around the left side. He'll be hit and tackled by Hayden Cherry, who just had the most recent Bulldog touchdown. He continues to play well here. After the 4-yard pickup, the ball will set at the Bulldog 46-yard line to set up second and round six for the Panthers.
Cherry's still coming up from that safety position, I think, Daniel, or have they moved him back to end?
Well, I'm not sure. We've had a lot of different schemes here lately. I think we're still in a 50. Yes, we're on the 50 front. We just have one high safety, though. Cherry has moved up and playing aggressively at the line of scrimmage, I believe, and doing a good job of it. Clark Donaldson, this time on the second and sixth play, makes the tackle. Sail Creek ran the ball again. They've tried to pass several times here tonight, but fortunately, not to a lot of avail. They did hook up on one big play earlier that set them up for their score. But
talk about playing aggressive. Donaldson laid a lick and drove that guy over the pile on that one to bring up his third down.
He certainly did. Third and four now for the Panthers. Ball sets at the Bulldog 44-yard line. Ball snapped. It's fake to Roberts. Give it off to another wing back, but James Short will come up big with a tackle for a loss. Is now the ball will be moved back from the 44 to the Bulldog 46-yard line.
I'm not sure if that was a run blitz or we're short playing. Is he at his linebacker spot? He's playing in. He just came straight down the line like he was shot out of a rocket and laid that guy down in the backfield.
Fourth down now for the Sail Creek Panthers. Clay County leads this game 20-6 with 5 minutes and 45 seconds remaining. Harvey in the gun. Ball snapped. Fake ditch wing back. He's looking to pass. Rolls to the left. Ball's thrown. Nearly intercepted on the play by a Clay County defender. Well, that's Emerton. Yes, Emerton has several interceptions on the season so far for the Dogs. Two, in fact, from his safety position. Good job by B.J.
Nice play there. Turnover on downs. Let's see what we got again.
Turnover on downs is correct. Clay County will take over possession of the football with 5 minutes and 31 seconds remaining here in the second quarter of play. Ball is spotted on the Clay County 46-yard line, and the Dogs will be driving from right to left from our vantage point here in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth.
Two-score game, but we could need to tack on one more before the break.
Ashok under center, double wideouts, double wings. He's looking to pass. Targets Markham out of the backfield. Ball's caught. That's Will Ogletree. He's at the 40, 35, 30, 25. The horse's shoulder, that Ogletree lean, runs over a man and advances to the Panthers 17-yard line. Nice swing pass to Ogletree out of the backfield. I thought it was Markham, but Will Ogletree doing his job.
Well, he looked like Markham on that play. He had those knees up high, made a little dot move, got that defender turned around on the end, and then when he got to him, he drove him in the ground to finish that play off. You got to love seeing that from Ogletree.
As we've said, Ogletree coming into this game is a good receiver. Even though he's fullback, he has 7 catches for 101 yards on the season coming into the night's contest. While he's on the ground, had 33 carries for 91 yards, so he actually has more yardage out of the backfield as a receiver than as a running back. We'll take it either way we can get it. First and 10 for Clay County. Ball is down around the 13-yard line. What about a budget pest control scoreboard update, Coach Edwards? You got anything for us?
Well, there's only a few games tonight on Thursday night, but I've got a message here from my friend at Coalfield. Coalfield's up 21-7 over Greenback with a minute 20 to go in the second quarter.
Coach, I'll interrupt you for a second. Ball sets at the Sail Creek 19. Ashok hooks the pass. Ball's on Emerton. He catches. He's at the 5. Dodges the man. Goes into the end zone. B.J. Emerton. Touchdown. Touchdown Clay County. Touchdown Bulldogs. Clay County now extends their lead. They lead 26-6. Here at John Temple's Field with 4 minutes and 49 seconds remaining here in this game.
That one came out on a rope, Daniel. Emerton just ran a little hitch route. Ashlock put it on him quick. Threw it in there between some of the Panther defenders. Emerton hauled it in and did the rest. Nice run after catch there to get it across the goal line from B.J. Emerton.
Certainly was. 2-point conversion play coming. Ashlock under center. Whistles blow on the field. timeout's been taken by Clay County. Coach, didn't mean to interrupt you there. Let me kick it back to you here.
Well, that's all right. We know we want the live action if we can get it, Daniel. But 21-7 Coalfield over Greenback. And like we said in the pregame, that's a big game. That's two top five teams in single A in the state of Tennessee going to battle tonight. Minute 20 to go in the second quarter. Coalfield 21-7.
You know, I talked to my good friend down in South Pittsburgh, and those are two teams he mentions quite a bit. When you're as good as South Pittsburgh, you kind of want to look across the state and see who might be able to match up with you down the road. Those are two teams he's mentioned.
Yeah, they could probably pose a threat to South Pittsburgh at some point. The brief scoreboard tonight is brought to you by Budget Pest Control, guys. Budget Pest Control, they are licensed to kill.
Licensed to kill. Clay County's licensed to kill here tonight as they lead 26-6 over the Sail Creek Panthers with 4 minutes and 49 seconds remaining here in the second quarter of play. Clay County now set to attempt a two-point conversion. Ashlock goes under center. Markham's in motion from left to right. Fading to him, bootleg left, targeting Hayden Cherry on the just like the touchdown pass earlier, and it's dropped. It is incomplete. Cherry had a Panther defender on him pretty closely. A good concentration on the ball, but it did fall to the ground. Two-point conversion play was unsuccessful. Clay County leads 26-6 here with 4 minutes and 49 seconds remaining.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installations, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here to the Horizon Sports Network, where we see a 26-6 Clay County Bulldog lead here with 4 minutes and 49 seconds remaining in the second quarter of play. Markham kicks off for the Dogs. It's a high pooch kick to the left. It's going to be attempted to be fielded by a Panther. He was leveled by number 44, Matt Jacoby, though, on the play, and did fumble the ball. However, it rolled out of bounds, Thomas. Sail Creek will maintain possession.
We've seen Jacoby come in and give us a spark on the offensive side of the ball a lot, but what we haven't talked about is his prowess on the special teams. We've seen him after some onside kicks. We've seen him make some stops.
He blocked that punt.
That's right. Blocked some punts.
In the Monterey game.
He's a difference maker for us.
He's a senior. He knows in this eighth game of the season, rather, he's only got two regular season contests left after tonight. He's going to make every play count. Panthers take over possession of the football at their own 42-yard line.
You know, we've got some stops the last few drives by the Panthers, but I'd like to see this defense get a three and out right here. I'd like to see them just bow up and blow them off the line and make a statement.
First down play for the Panthers. Ball snapped. It's given off to wingback around right side. That's Roberts on the carry. John Roberts, the senior for the Panthers.
He picked up about two, but Maxfield made a statement on that one. Somebody hit him low, and he was coming across the pile and stopped him in his tracks.
Maxfield, our leading tackler on the season. Now the ball is spotted at the Panther 45-yard line, where the Sail Creek will have a second and 7 play. Maxfield, we have him for 53 solos, 10 assists, 4 tackles for loss, a sack, forced fumble, and a recovered fumble on the season. He's done a little bit of everything. Sail Creek on second, 7 runs of football. They're going to be close to first down yardage as the big fullback takes the dive and brings it up to the 50-yard line. It'll be spotted for 4th and short now for Sail Creek. And that fullback, I believe, was number 88, Eric Dishman, a junior for the Panthers. Third down and 1 for Sail Creek.
Sail Creek still having some success on the ground. Again, we need to see Watson and Maxfield and Golden, those guys, step up here.
Ball sits at the 50. It's snapped, given up to Dishman again. He has the first down, I do believe. We'll have to wait for an official signal.
It's Maxfield again in on the stop, just a little late with that one. Got to come downhill on third and short like that. I think we kind of waited. The Sail Creek attack kind of makes you do that, Daniel. I mean, we've seen a lot of misdirection out of them all night long with that wing T shotgun formation they run.
We have. We thought it was going to be fourth and short, but the chain crew comes onto the field, and we're going to have a measurement here. Clay County is giving up 150 yards a game to their opponents on rushing yardage, so hopefully we can keep Sail Creek under that. And it is going to be fourth down, fourth and inches for Sail Creek. The ball rested the Bulldog 49-yard line. So hopefully the Clay County defense can turn away the pesky Panthers, as offensively they just won't go away.
Well, I guess I didn't give Maxfield enough credit on that stop. He did hold them there on that big third down play. He's got five tackles so far tonight. Let's see if he can get one more right here and stop them in the backfield.
With 3 minutes and 15 seconds remaining, the Panthers are preparing to snap fourth down. They do snap, getting up the wing back, and he's going to take it around the left side. Good enough for first down yardage, and about five more is the ball will now be spotted at the Bulldog 42-yard line. Sail Creek done a great job tonight of converting fourth down plays. They converted two on their opening drive.
What is that, three for four so far?
I guess so, because, you know, the third attempt on that opening drive was unsuccessful. So, yes, probably three for four, as you say, Thomas.
You know, they're really sustaining drives here. They've been impressive with their ground game.
Panthers snap the ball on first and 10, motion in the backfield. It's given off to a wing back around left side. He's going to be tackled, though, for little to no gain. A flag does fly on the field. It'll be against Sail Creek. We'll have to see what's called here.
I think that white hat just signaled holding.
Clay County leads in this game 26-6. There's 2.5 minutes left here in the second quarter. If Clay County accepts the penalty, which they probably will, should set it up around first and 20 for the Panthers.
While they step that off, let's get back to that long-distance listener contest we talked about. My dad, again, as I mentioned, Bob Weaver, he picks us up and listens to us while he's driving for Charles Bailey late in the week. So he's listened all over the country to us. The other night, I think he said he listened to us in four different states, Daniel.
Wow, that's impressive. Sail Creek snaps the ball here on first and 20. Little misdirection, handoff in the backfield. Going to be tackled by Maxfield and company for a little to no gain. They'll move it up about 2 yards. Ball now rests at the Panther 47-yard line.
And we want to remind our listeners, they have a shot at winning a Horizon Sports Network T-shirt just by sending us an email with their listening location to info@delhollahorizon.com.
Panthers now, second round 20. Quarterbacks, that's Harvey in the gun. Penalty flies, though. Fullback step too soon.
Ooh.
Nice play by Maxfield. They threw a screen pass to the inside. Huge hit. That's going to be negated, though, because Clay County, if they accept this false start penalty, tackle won't be recorded.
Well, I don't care if it's recorded or not. It was sure fun to watch. You can't beat watching these Bulldogs lay a lick in the middle like that.
Thomas, we can record it because Coach Bates and his staff have waived off that
penalty.
We've declined it. So it's going to be third and around 20 for the Panthers. Is on the screen pass. Maxfield with the nice tackle. They weren't able to pick up any yardage. Ball sets at the Sail Creek 48-yard line, and they do have it third and around 20.
See this defense gaining a little confidence here. Sail Creek has moved the ball on them, but after that penalty, they've really stepped it up.
Dogs lead 26-6, minute and 15 seconds remaining here in the second quarter. Whistles blow on the field. Action stops again.
Delay of game. It came from the deep judge, back judge.
Usually that would be the call. Delay of game is correct, Thomas, against the Panthers. They have just, their offensive efficiency has come to a stop here on this drive with the big holding penalty and also that, delay of game penalty. Now it's going to be third and closer to 30 than 20 as the ball rests at the Panther 43-yard line. And a timeout is taken on the field by the Panthers. As they take time, we're going to take a timeout here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
We return to Bulldog Football live on the Horizon Sports Network, and we just bore witness to the Shell Creek Panthers' attempt to pass on the third and around 30 plays that fell incomplete to the ground. Still, or now fourth down, still around 30 to go. Shell Creek will bring on their punt team. The ball sets at the Panther 43-yard line.
Quickly, Daniel, something I may not have failed to mention. I don't want to discourage anyone from sending us an email to try to win that long-distance listener contest. My father's not eligible, no matter if he's in Alaska. So, folks, send in your location tonight.
Punt blocked on the field by Jacoby. No, not Jacoby, but somebody did.
Clark
Donaldson continues his big play prowess for the Dogs with that blocked punt. It will be down, no return on that one. We saw Clark in the Monterey game pick up a blocked Jacoby punt, take it into the end zone for 6. However, Dogs will take over after the block punt by Donaldson at the Panther 31-yard line.
You know, I think we saw earlier, I believe that was Donaldson came through, and somehow it got between his arms but had the pressure on the punter about 4 drives ago and almost got one earlier.
First and 10 for the Dogs. Ashlock under center, double wing, double wide out, one to either side. Whistle blows. Timeout taken, I believe, by Sale Creek. That is correct. Their final timeout of this first half of play has been taken. We'll go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network. Many and 4 seconds remain.
Around, trying to find everything you need for a project or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
We return here to the Twin Lakes broadcast booth on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County leads 26-6. There's a minute and 4 seconds left in the second quarter. And Ashlock's under center for first and 10 from the Panther 31. Ball snapped. He throws. Going to be pass interference on the field. Ashlock was targeting Emerton, and he was just wrestled down on the play. The defensive back knew he was beat, so he decided to just tackle Emerton to save the touchdown. It's going to be a first down for Clay County on the interference call.
You know, that pretty good play by the Panther defender there, because Emerson had the step. Ashlock took a little off, made a nice throw. I feel like that was fixing to be a touchdown. Good job by those guys to draw the flag.
58 seconds now remain. Clay County looking to go up once again on the Panthers here before halftime. Pass interference is the call on the field. Coach Edwards, you got any scores?
Well, I only have one football score. Coalfield Greenback, Coalfield 21, Greenback 7 at the half. A couple baseball scores, guys. Game 1 of the ALDS today. The Astros 8, Red Sox 2. And right now in the top of the third, the Indians 1, the Yankees 0. Scoreboard brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Don't bumble with the B.
We just saw a 2nd and 10 play attempt by the Bulldogs. Actually, 1st and 10. After the interference call, and it was incomplete. Ashlock was targeting Seth Ogletree. What would have been a touchdown pass in the end zone was dropped. Pretty good defense by the Panthers. It is 2nd and 10 here. The ball rests at the Panther 15-yard line. 54 seconds remain in the second quarter. Ashlock under center. He has a wing back to either side, a wide out to either side. Markham's in motion. Ball snap. It is tossed to Jacoby on a toss sweep left. He advances down to around the 6-yard line. Pretty good pickup for Jacoby on the toss sweep. He goes out of bounds, so the clock will stop on the play. 47.1 seconds remain here in the first half.
Nice run by Jacoby, but, you know, it was, again, that man Markham. He was out leading that play, engaged his guy and ran him downfield about 6 yards, almost put him on his back at the end, and Jacoby followed right behind him for a nice game.
Ball spotted at the Panther 7-yard line. 3rd and 1 for Clay County. Jacoby picks up 9 on the carry. Ashlock under center for the 3rd down play. Ball snap given to Will Ogletree. He's going to get the 1st down and more. He's close to the end zone, and he gets in. Touchdown, Will Ogletree. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Clay County will now have a 32-6 lead over the Sail Creek Panthers with 40.7 seconds remaining here. Nice job by Will Ogletree on what was around a 6-yard pickup for touchdown.
Good push up front, too. Center Joseph Short just kind of blew that open. Ogletree took it right up the gut and crossed the goal line. Good to see that young man get in the end zone, too.
His first touchdown of the year, if I'm not mistaken, either through the air or on the ground for Will Ogletree. Yes, his first score of the season. Congratulations to Will. Ashlock goes under center for the 2-point play, but it will be bone dead. Delay of game on Coach Bates and the offense for the Bulldogs here on the 2-point conversion. So rather than snapping from the 3-yard line, Clay County going to be backed up to the 8. We've tried to pass on the majority of our 2-point conversions to this point, so may not be a big deal here on this 2-point play. Clay County does lead 32-6, trying to get the lead to 34-6. Ashlock under center, Markham in motion, fake to him. We're looking to pass. Target Hayden Cherry wide open. 2-point conversion is successful. Cherry for the 2nd time catches the ball in the end zone. Earlier it was for a touchdown, this time for 2 points, as Clay County now leads 34-6 over the Sail Creek Panthers. 40.7 seconds remain in the 2nd quarter here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
We've returned here to John Teeples Field, and we're thrilled to tell you the Clay County Bulldogs are leading 34-6 over the Sail Creek Panthers. We just witnessed a 4-play scoring drive for Clay County, tapped off by what I think was a 9-yard run for Will Ogletree, his first touchdown on the season, and we do lead here. Thomas, a lot of momentum for Clay County. I don't see this thing swinging any other way.
I don't either, and it's just what we ordered up, what we thought to start this game. A little scary early. You know, Sail Creek moved the ball, showed they've got a little confidence of their own, put some things together early, but the Dogs' will is just showing here, and they're imposing it on this Panther team.
Jared Markham doing the kicking off tonight for Gabe Henson, who has an ankle injury. Sail Creek safely catches the kickoff and will be taken down quickly on a tackle. There's 32 seconds left, and Sail Creek will have the ball 1st and 10 at their own 44-yard line. Sail Creek may be content at this point to take a couple knees and go into halftime. Who knows? We'll have to see. They may go for the jugular and try to score. Mercy rule will not be in effect at this point. You have to lead by 35. Clay County only leads by 28. James Short, the senior, on the tackle. Sail Creek trying to go around the right side of the Bulldog defense, but Short there to make the stop on 1st and 10. Clock does run on that carry. 15 seconds and ticking here left in the first half of play, and I don't think Sail Creek wishes to run another play.
I think they're content to get into the locker room here, and they're going to. Tick down 2-1.
First half of play does end here at John Teeples Field, and the Clay County fans who are out in good force tonight on this unusual Thursday night contest cheer loudly as their Bulldogs go in at halftime to the Russell Richardson Doghouse, leading 34-6 over the Sail Creek Panthers. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're going to play a few ads, come back and do our Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollalake.org.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. There's 11 minutes left here in the break. Clay County leads 34-6, Coach. Big showing for the Bulldogs so far.
Well, this is what we were expecting to see tonight, Thomas. You know, get back to what we do well and give Markham the ball.
That's right. That's right. And we'll just get right into that scoring summary. Jared Markham, the junior, he scored Clay County's first 12 points single-handedly on two plays, Coach. The first time he touched it, he took it 87 yards for the touchdown. Sail Creek did answer. They showed some signs of life and showed they don't quit as a Panther team. But Markham, again, 43 yards out the second time to make it 12-6. And then we kind of start imposing our will a little bit on the defensive side and shut Sail Creek down. And then Ashlock goes to the air, has a pretty good first half, finds the junior Hayden Cherry for a 5-yard touchdown.
And then Markham, again, runs into two-point conversion. We lead 20-6 with 7:52 remaining in the half. Holds Sail Creek again, twice actually, and this can kind of score at will. The drive after that, Ashlock found Will Ogletree out of the backfield for a 37-yard pickup, and then found junior B.J. Emerton for a 17-yard touchdown to make it 26-6 at the 4:49 mark, and then capped it off with their final drive. Will Ogletree carried it across from 6 yards out for his first touchdown. Maybe in his career, I can't remember if he picked up any last year or not, but it's his first of the year. 6 yard touchdown for Will Ogletree. And then Ashlock found Cherry for the 2-point conversion on the same play they scored on earlier. 34-6 is your score at halftime.
Yeah, nice job of distributing the ball to different people. You know, Markham probably has a majority of the yards, but there's been several carries where it's been spread around, and hard for a defense to pick up on that.
Yeah, that's true. I think we've got, well, Markham's got two, Cherry's got one, Ogletree one, Emerton one, so that's four different guys that's gotten in the end zone for the Dogs.
Yeah, it's hard for a defense to spy on just one guy when you have that many weapons that you can get the ball to.
Before we get into Markham's numbers and our individual stuff here, do you want to talk about Sail Creek? Had some success early. Looked pretty good, Coach, moving the ball.
Well, you know, Thomas, we were talking there during the breaks. Sail Creek came out early, and it looked like they were really going to be a team to contend with. You know, they had some good sustained drives and made some good plays and a lot of jet sweeps, gaining a lot of yards off the end. And we had trouble containing that, but, you know, we made some good adjustments there. Coaching staff did, and ended up 28 rushes for 101 yards for Sail Creek in the first half.
Broke the century mark.
Yeah, they did. And had a few negative ones in there, you know, or would have had more. Led by senior John Roberts, had 11 of those 28 carries. He has 47 yards himself. Junior quarterback Tanner Harvey is 2 of 8 in the air for 44 yards. The Panthers had 4 penalties, set them back 40 yards in the first half, while Clay County, I had them for 4 penalties for 25 yards. So, you know, fairly even in the penalty department, but offensively the Dogs have pretty much dominated.
They have, and you mentioned Harvey just that close on a couple more of those fast plays, or this could be a different ball game.
Just fingertips.
Yep. We'll get into what the Dogs have done. We talked about the scoring summary just a second ago. Let's talk about the star of the night, Jared Markham. He's touched it 4 times. He's got 153 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns. We talked about the big playability he's got, and he showed that tonight. Will Ogletree has the touchdown, 1 carry for 6 yards. Ashlock had some nice scrambles, did lose yardage on 1 sack, but has 3 carries for 30 yards so far. Good average there. And then Jacoby, we saw him get a nice 15-yard pickup and then a 9-yarder, kind of brought that spark on special teams also, I think, got in here and played well. So he's got 3 carries for 27 yards, and then Dawson has touched it once for -1. And that takes care of our 12 carries for 215 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's a pretty good average, Coach.
Yeah, I think we would take that. We'd certainly like to have had that the last 2 weeks at halftime.
We would. Ashlock's 3 for 6, so 50% through the air, 2 touchdowns for a total of 59 yards. So a pretty good half offensively. On the defensive side of the ball, senior James Short has 5 tackles already tonight. Markham 1, Will Ogletree 3, and the freshman Go 2. Eli Watson, he really stepped up early. I think he was kind of perturbed at what the Panthers were able to do on offense, and he kind of single-handedly turned them back a time or two. He's got 5 tackles in the first half. And then you go to his counterpart, senior Dylan Maxfield, the defensive demon of the Dogs. He's got 8 stops so far on his way to another huge night. Junior Hayden Cherry's had a good outing with 2. Gabe Henson come up and picked one, picked up a tackle, and then Clark Dawson has 2 to round it out. Folks, again, the Dogs lead 34-6 here over Sail Creek. We'll be back with more of the Poplar Grove Halftime Show right after these commercials.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Back to school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HGTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop, T-insert number C-0026.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
We're going to go ahead and skip that word from our sponsors as we played several ads and finish up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here at Clay County High School. The Dogs lead 34-6 over the Sail Creek Panthers. There's 2.5 minutes left here in the halftime edition of this game. And want to go ahead and go to Thomas here with some information, and I'm going to come back to you and share a few season totals that the Dogs have amassed up to this point.
Well, Daniel, I want to talk about this group of young ladies that's with us at every game. And as you've said before, every sport.
Yeah.
Spent a lot of time in the gym also. Our cheerleaders who are wearing pink ribbons in their hair tonight in honor of Breast Cancer Awareness Month,
I think, for the month
of October. Well, let's go down the list here. We've got seniors Sharon Trobaugh and Valerie Key, juniors Katie Thomason, Elizabeth Spivey, Carly Krieg, and Therese Jones. Sophomores Leanne Smith, Cheyenne Roska, Taylor Smith, and Abby Collins, and freshmen Austin Weir and Maggie Weir. And they're coached by longtime cheerleading coaches Stephen and Lana Chitwood. I want to say a big thanks to those ladies for keeping the Bulldogs' hopes alive throughout this tough stretch. And they've got a lot to cheer about tonight.
They certainly do. As you guys chronicled in the first portion of our halftime show, a lot of good stats being put up by the Dogs. Let's go ahead and take this moment in time to share with you some of our season totals at this point. We'll look at our leading receivers for the Dogs. We'll try to bring you the top four of those. Our leading receiver coming into tonight is B.J. Emerton with 240 yards on 13 catches, and he has three touchdowns. Our second leading receiver, Jared Markham, has 228 yards receiving on 12 catches so far this year with two touchdowns through there. Coming in at third on the list is Seth Ogletree. He has six catches for 134 yards and three touchdowns. We are led in passing, of course, by starting quarterback Jake Ashlock. On the season, he has 47 completions on 102 attempts for 785 yards, eight touchdowns, 3 2-point conversions, and six interceptions. Those were season totals prior to kickoff tonight. Running the ball for the Dogs, Jared Markham leads with 75 carries for 407 yards and six touchdowns. Seth Ogletree comes in second with 54 carries for 278 yards and two touchdowns. Then we move on down the list to Matt Jacoby with 24 carries for 98 yards. And then Will Ogletree has 33 carries for 91 yards coming into tonight's game. Dylan Maxfield does lead us defensively. And I don't have time to go through a lot of those guys. I'll mention a few. These are just solo tackles. This does not include assists, tackles for loss, and sacks. Hayden Cherry had 17, Copeland 16, Jared Markham 20, Will Ogletree 15, James Short 19. Each of those guys, though, have a lot of other tackles due to those other categories that, unfortunately, we just can't bring to you at this time. Clay County so far this year has scored 156 points coming into tonight's game, and they've given up 143 to their opponents. So pretty good numbers year-long for Clay County. We're averaging 11 first downs a game. We're having averaging two turnovers a game, 136 yards on the ground for us, 126 through the Air Force. It's a total around 30 plays a game and around 160 yards of offense a game for Coach Bates. And defensively, we're allowing around 10 first downs a game. We're giving up 150 yards on the ground on average, 86 yards on average through the air, and 235 total yards a game. So even though on average our opponents outgain us in yardage, we have the edge in points. So things are pretty good if you're a Bulldog fan right now. as we're set for second half action here for Clay County against Sail Creek. Sail Creek will be kicking off to the Bulldogs to start second half play. Markham deep to receive for the Dogs. If Sail Creek's smart, they'll stay away from him. They do kick short. It's Coppellville Ogletree. He's also dangerous. He has the ball at the 40, advances up to the Bulldog 44-yard line, where he'll be taken down, and Clay County will begin this third quarter. 11 minutes and 52 seconds remain here on the clock. We're just beginning second half play. Ball sets at the Bulldog 45.
Looks like we still got the starters in here to start this first half. Our second half, I apologize.
Ashlock goes into the huddle, gives the play to his team, and they break huddle and come to the line. Senior Joseph short the center, prepares to snap. Ashlock goes under. Emerton split wide to the right. Double wing set. Markham in motion. We're faking to him, looking to pass. Targeting Emerton. He comes back to the ball and he's going to catch it down around the Sail Creek 33-yard line. Nice pass play from Ashlock to Emerton to pick up first down and around 20 yards probably. We'll have to see where it's spotted. Ball is spotted at the Sail Creek 33-yard line.
You know, we've seen Emerton speed to reach out there and take it to the house. We've seen him go up and catch one in traffic. That time he showed his skill by coming back to the ball on that underthrown ball and hauling in the reception.
First down for the Dogs. Ball at the Panther 33. Ashlock under center. Ball's given off to a running back. I think Donaldson will have to see. Not going to have much on the play, though, as he tested the right side of the Sail Creek defense. And they responded. Ball now spotted at the Panther 31. Pickup of two for the ball carrier. I do think it was Donaldson on that carry. Jacoby now on replacing him. Second down for Clay County. Second and eight. 10 minutes and 57 seconds remain here. Dogs lead 34-6. Ashlock under center. Ball snap. Given off to Jacoby. He's in the 30. Now the crosses it, advances to around the 26-yard line, where he'll be taken down. Ball is spotted on the Panther 26-yard line. Gives the Dogs third in what appears to be a long three on the play.
Pretty nice pickup by Jacoby. He kind of took it between the tackles, made one guy miss, and then fell forward for a pretty good gain.
Third down for the Dogs. Ashlock under center. Ball's given off to Will Ogletree. He's hitting the backfield, but's able to keep his feet moving, and he'll advance up to the 25-yard line. However, not enough yardage for the first down. It will be fourth down, it'll be fourth down after the Ogletree carry. Ball sets at the Panther 25-yard line. Fourth and two. Dogs are driving from right to left. They're driving towards the scoreboard and Proctor Creek behind it. It's a beautiful full moon night here at Clay County High School. Hopefully the Dogs can get the full moon fever and hang on to this win and convert this fourth down. Ashlock's under center. Emerton split wide to the right. Double wing set. Jacoby in motion. Fake to him. Ashlock's looking to pass. Rolls to the right. He's under pressure. Turns the corner and will be ran out of bounds short of the mark. Clay County's going to have a turnover on downs here on their first drive of the second half after the Ashlock scramble.
Not the way you want to start the second half here. I think they were trying to single up Emerton on the outside and take a shot from there, or maybe get Ashlock on the edge where he could pick up that first down with his legs. Just couldn't get there. Good defense by Sail Creek.
Ball sets at the Sail Creek 28-yard line, where they'll have it for first and 10. Harvey gets the shotgun snap. It's given off to Roberts, the wingback. He's around left side, going to pick up about half of what he needs for the first down. Ball now will be spotted at the Bulldog 33-yard line. Pick up a five on the play. Set up second and five for the Panthers. Panther offense has been pretty solid tonight. Their last drive of the first half was marred by penalty plays.
You know, that Coach Edwards chronicled it there. They have over 100 yards rushing in the first half. So they're a capable offense and capable of moving the ball against this Bulldog defense.
Ball sets at the Panther 34. Second and three. Ball snap, giving up to fullback. He's going to be close to first down yardage. That fullback is, if I can find him here. I've done a poor job bringing you the name of the Panthers tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I do apologize for that. Their fullback is Eric Dishman, a junior. He did pick up the first down for the Panthers on that play.
The Dogs have got to step it up here. I know we lead by a good margin, but we got to finish this thing, Daniel.
Certainly we do. First and 10 for the Panthers. Ball sets at their own 37-yard line. Dogs running a 50 defense tonight, using Hayden Cherry as a second safety and allowing him to come up towards the line and roam. And here the Panthers are. They hand the ball off again to Dishman, and he's going to pick up 12 on the play, maybe more, as the ball will now be spotted at the Panther 49-yard line. Sail Creek threatening to cross over midfield here into Bulldog territory.
Doing a good job out of this shotgun wing T attack. Just blew open a hole. Our linebackers apparently got sealed off. If it wasn't for senior Seth Ogletree making that stop, could have been a touchdown.
Very easily could have been. Ball rests just shy of the midfield mark. Harvey calls for the snap. Ball is snapped. It's given off to ball carrier Payson Higdon, a junior for the Panthers, but he will be tackled for a loss as he tried to get around the right side of that Bulldog defense, his offensive left, and he was met in the backfield.
Pretty sure that was the freshman Goad with his penetration again. Is he on that far right side?
He should be, Thomas. That's correct. Goad has been very disruptive thus far in his freshman campaign. He has 17 solo tackles, 8 assists, 7 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, and 2 forced fumbles. He's been in the backfield, opposing backfield a lot. Harvey now gets the shotgun snap, does a fake to one wing, hands to the other. He's up the gut, has a lot of room. Going to pick up the first down on 2nd and 13 for the Panthers as they move the ball across midfield and all the way down to the Bulldog 38-yard line. Sail Creek not willing to go away here.
Some of that misdirection we talked about looked like the quarterback faked about 3 times before giving off to that far side wing back. Basically reverse action is what it is. And it had the Dogs confused. They cut it up right inside of Hayden Cherry, picked up the big game.
Third first down on the drive for the Panthers. Ball snapped from the Bulldog 38. It's given off to a wing back around left side. Once again, he gets a ton of yardage, close to a first down on 1st and 10 for the Panthers. The ball will be spotted, I believe, at the Bulldog 31-yard line to set up 2nd and a long 3 for Sail Creek. Clay County does lead in this game 34-6, 6 minutes and 15 seconds remain here in the third quarter of play. Second down.
Just a methodical drive here.
Snap by the Panthers. Harvey has the ball, hands off to fullback Dishman. He's going to be close to first down yardage. Not a lot on the play, but he didn't need a lot. He crosses over the 30-yard line, and it's going to be spotted close to the Bulldog 29. And we're going to see 3rd and very short for Sail Creek. The ball, I said, is at the Bulldog 29. It is at the Bulldog 30. 3rd and about 1.5 here for Sail Creek. Panthers playing quick tonight. They approach the ball. Harvey in the gun. Double wing set. It's snapped. Hand off to a wing back. He's going to be close to the first down. Dog defense doing a good job here. I think it's going to be 4th and short. We're going to have to see. Dylan Maxfield has been off the field the last few plays. Senior reserve Seth Mackey in substituting for him. Seth doing a good job whenever he can for the Dogs, basically at any position they allow him to play.
Good to see Seth on the field. That was Will Ogletree, the sophomore. He's playing well at that end position out there, Daniel.
There was something about Will they really liked. It is 4th and short. Sail Creek snaps football. Harvey hands it off to Dishman, the fullback.
Not this time.
It's going to be stopped what we think short. We're going to have to wait for an official to give us a signal, but pretty good play by the interior defense of the Dogs. They're calling for a Bulldog football, Thomas. This is a turnover on downs.
Couldn't pick out who that was. Was Maxfield on the field? If not, it was that middle linebacker stopping it up. It may have been the senior short there. Great play for the Bulldogs. Kill Sail Creek's momentum here. And now we got to march.
Clay County does take over possession of the football at their own 29-yard line. 4 minutes and 58 seconds remain. 1st and 10. Ashlock's under center. Ball snapped. Given to Jacoby. He's trying to get around the left side. He gets there. He's at the 30-yard line. Crosses it. Going to be tackled at the 34-yard line. Pick up a 5 for Jacoby on the play, as the Dogs should be snapping now what will be a 2nd and 5 play from their own 34. Injured player on the field for Sail Creek. We're going to play a quick ad here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10, its most energy efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network, and still at this time there is a Sail Creek Panther who is down on the field. Both teams have been asked to move away from him. I believe the ambulance is being prepared to be brought out here, so we're going to go back to break here on the Horizon Sports Network. Hopefully this young man for the Sail Creek Panthers will be okay. We will return here.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activity Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hollow Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhollowlake.org.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place. Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the getting place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's US Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Staying connected is what matters most. Connecting to one another here at home and to our friends and family across the world requires advanced communications solutions. Twin Lakes is delivering just that. Powerful communication solutions powered by fiber network, keeping you totally connected every day. With fiber broadband speeds up to 1 gig, HDTV, security, and smart home solutions, and local phone service, Twin Lakes has you covered. Stop by one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop to learn more.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
We return here to Bulldog football, live on the Horizon Sports Network. We've been in a break here on the network. There has been an injured player down on the field for the Sail Creek Panthers for several moments now. It's a freshman for them, Maddox Beeson. Their assistant coaches here in the press box told us they feel that he has a broken clavicle, that's collarbone, better known as. We do lead Sail Creek with a score of 34-6 here in the third quarter. There's 4 minutes and 41 seconds remaining here at John Teeples Field. We certainly hope that Maddox is going to be okay for the Panthers. They're taking their time, local EMS, and making sure he's handled with care and they don't have any further injury while they try to get him some help.
You know, they're a great show of sportsmanship by both teams here, Daniel. The stadium's just dead quiet. That's kind of why we're not talking as loud as normal. You see both teams kneeling, very concerned about this young man, as we are too.
Due to this injury at this time, we're going to go ahead and go back to a string of ads here on the network. We will return to you as soon as action resumes here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home, of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network, and Maddox Beeson, the injured Sail Creek Panther that was on the field, has been put on a stretcher and carried off. We think that's primarily out of precaution. It's reported that he has a broken collarbone, otherwise known as the clavicle. And we're sitting here in the middle of the third quarter, 4 minutes and 41 seconds are remaining here, and Clay County has possession of the football. Unless I lost track, I think we just carried the ball on first and 10. We should have a second and 5 play upcoming. The officials now, due to the lengthy break that we've had, are allowing each team to do some agilities and jogging and kind of warm back up. We probably have been out of action now for 10-plus minutes.
At least. And, you know, one of the largest rounds of applause we've heard all night coming from both sides here in this crowd when the young man was carried off the field, and he's been loaded into the ambulance here on the track, I'm sure, just to go get checked out, maybe get taken care of with that. He is okay, just a broken collarbone, we think, as we get to return to action here. Coach, tell us about that big game we got going here in Single A tonight.
Well, I was going to touch on, we don't have the benefit of instant replay, but I'm pretty sure Maddox there was in on that tackle. And,
okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, he dove and may have been friendly fire that got him. He hit the legs of one of his teammates possibly. And, I don't, like I said, we don't have replay, but I did see a.
Well, you're our replay coach. You pick up things that we may not at some time, so we appreciate that. What about a score? I'm anxious to know about that Coldfield Greenback game.
Well, guys, we've got a few scores. We got some college scores here. NC State and Louisville tied at 7 in the second quarter.
Wow.
And
we bring you all the info here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Yeah, we don't shortchange anybody, guys, on the scores. New England Patriots 3, Tampa Bay Buccaneers 0 in the first quarter. The other ALDS game that we were talking about earlier, the Indians 3, Yankees 0, that was in the fourth inning. I updated that a little bit, but that's what it was. And back to football, high school football.
It's about time.
Coldfield 27, Greenback 7. That is in the third quarter, about halfway through the third quarter. Things hold. It looks like Coldfield's going to avenge their only two losses of the season last year, both to Greenback. So I'm sure that was a big motivation for them.
Coldfield flexing their muscles right now.
Guys, as always, scoreboard updates are brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Flies, rats, spiders, or gnats, let Budget put your pest to rest.
Finally now, the warm-up period here at John Tibbles Field for each team coming out of that injury timeout has come to an end, and Clay County is on the field. The ball is spotted at the Bulldog 34-yard line, where they'll be preparing to snap on what we felt like was going to be a second and 5 play. Now the Sail Creek Panther defense comes out to join the game. Clay County going to be driving from right to left here on this beautiful Thursday night here at John Tibbles Field. We have a full moon looking down on us, and Clay County does lead with a score of 34-6. 4 minutes and 41 seconds remain here in the third quarter.
You know, we saw Sail Creek come out in this third quarter and have some success again against this Bulldog front. They drove the ball on us down.
Ashlock under center. Ball was tossed sweep to Clark Donaldson, but fumbled. And hate to interrupt you there, Thomas, but play did start, and Clark Donaldson lost that fumble. It has been recovered by Sail Creek. They'll take possession of the football with a very, very short field as that ball is spotted on the Bulldog 25-yard line.
Well, I hate you interrupting me, too, because I didn't want you to interrupt me for a Bulldog turnover, but that's what's happened here.
And Our first of the night, in the last two games.
That's right. Like I was saying, Sail Creek has had some success. Let's see what they do with the short field.
Ball's handed off to Roberts, the wingback. He's sitting around left side, and he's got a ton of room. He's at the 10, all the way up to, well, He's close to the 10, about the 13, where he was just absolutely power-bombed by a Bulldog defender. Thomas, do you have any idea who that violent tackle was made by?
All I can think is it was Seth Ogletree back there. It had to be a safety. Is that who it was, Daniel?
Very well could have been. Ball spotted now.
He's playing that deep high safety. That had to be Ogletree.
Ball at the Bulldog 4. Sell Creek snaps. Runs the same play. Wingback goes around left side. He's not going to have as much this time, though, as Dylan Maxfield. Actually, Eli Watson will step up to make the stop for the Dogs.
Watson's having a good night for us in that interior. Kind of called him out a little bit in that interview. Talked about how he was really Mr. Consistency, swapping blows in the line and not putting up a whole lot of numbers. I've got him for 7 tackles already tonight.
His highest tally of the year. Sell Creek has the ball, 2nd and 5 from the Bulldog 8. Threatening to score are the Panthers. Harvey, the quarterback, gets his offense set. He's in the shotgun with double wing. Fake to the wing back. Harvey keeps and runs. He's going to be sacked in the backfield by James Short, the senior defensive end. Nice play for the Dogs.
Short's had another good night, too. I've got him for 7.
Loss of 1 on the play for the Panthers is now it's 3rd and a short 7. Ball rest at the Bulldog 9-yard line.
I think these seniors were just tired of losing. Dropped 2 in a row just tired of losing. You're seeing them step up tonight.
Harvey in the gun. Ball snap. Giving off the wing back this time around left side. He'll be tackled for a little to no gain. Does advance up to the Bulldog 8. It's going to be 4th and around 6 from the 8-yard line for the Panthers. They can get a first down without scoring a touchdown. They would have to advance from the 8 down to around the 2 to do that, though. Panthers now running several individuals on and off the field. I don't know if they're going to attempt a field goal here or what, but a lot of personnel changes for them on this play. Here they come. Break huddle. 4th down play. They are going to be going for it. No field goal attempt. Wide receiver to either side. Wing back goes in motion right and left. Looking to pass is Harvey. Drops back. Throws. Incomplete. Dogs hold on 4th down. To get the 2nd consecutive Panther turnover on downs.
Has Ogletree again, Seth Ogletree, the senior on the coverage back there. He's really stepped it up on that side of the ball tonight. I think he had that wrestling move you called the power bomb tackle a while ago. Made another big stop earlier. Good to see the young man playing well on defense.
Clay County takes over, but it is at their own 8-yard line. They have a long 92-yard field to drive if they want to get points here. However, they do lead 34-6 with 1:57 left. Ashlock under center for 1st and 10. Ball snapped, handed off to Will Ogletree, the fullback. He's running hard up the middle, keeps his feet moving, drags several Panthers forward with him as he moves the ball out to approximately the 12-yard line. Pickup of around 4 for Will on the play.
Looked like it took about a half dozen Panthers to bring him down there. Good run by Will Ogletree.
2nd and 6 for Clay County. We're playing a little slower now, letting that clock run. 1.5 left here in the 3rd quarter. Clay County does lead 34-6. Ashlock and company break huddle and approach the line of scrimmage. 1 wide out to either side, 1 wing to either side. Donaldson in motion from left to right. Fake toss to him, handed off to Will Ogletree up the gut. He fights hard, going to be close to 1st down yardage as he advances the ball up to the Bulldog 17-yard line. That's going to set us up with 3rd and short. 3rd and very short. Less than a yard. We'll call it 3rd and a foot. May see Ogletree again on the carry with such little to gain. Perhaps even Ashlock on a sneak.
It's been one or the other all year long in these short yardage situations. I think you called it there, cuz.
Here we come, Ashlock under center. Wing back in motion. It's given off to Ogletree. He does pick up the 1st down as he advances the ball out to the Bulldog 20-yard line. Bulldogs started this drive back at their own 8. They've gained 12 here on 3 plays and picked up a 1st down. Now we're 80 yards away from points in what I feel like would be the score that without a doubt put this game away. You already kind of have that feeling as the Dogs lead 34-6. with 20 seconds and ticking left here in the third quarter. Ashlock under center, first and 10, the Austin in motion from left to right. It's given off to Ogletree again as we go to Ogletree three times in a row here on this drive. Four times, I'm correct. Thank you, Thomas, for that. We have run four plays, and each time, Will Ogletree has toted the ball for the Dogs. However, we're going to be set up now around the 20-yard line for second long as we head into the fourth quarter of action. The buzzer does sound, and the Dogs lead the South Creek Panthers 34-6 here at John Teeples Field at the end of the third quarter.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a two-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
We return here to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network for the start of the fourth quarter. Clay County has the ball sitting at their own 20-yard line. Second and 10, Ashlock fakes, looks to pass. He finds Hayden Cherry on the tight end out route to advance the ball down to the Bulldog 28-yard line to set up third and short for Clay County here with 11 minutes and 40 seconds left in the final stanza of play.
Good play again by Ashlock. We run that all night long. We scored on it once. We got a two-point play off of it, I think. It's just a nice little bootleg out to Cherry to the sideline.
Ashlock Company approach the line of scrimmage. Ball does set at the Bulldog 28-yard line, third and two. Ashlock fakes. He targets Hayden Cherry again in the flat on the right side this time and connects with him for the Bulldog first down. First four plays of this drive saw rushes by Will Ogletree. The last two plays saw out routes to tight end Hayden Cherry. Dogs pick up their second first down of the drive, and they prepare to snap their seventh play. Now the ball rests at the Bulldog 33-yard line. 11 minutes remain. Ashlock under center. Ball snap. Given off to Jacoby. He's got room. 35-40. He'll be taken down at the 40-yard line.
Good burst there by Jacoby. He kind of waited and used patience while he was in the backfield. Hit that seam. Picked up about 6 on the play, looks like.
Looks like he did. Ball does set at the 39-yard line. Bulldog 39. Timeout taken on the field by the officials. Injured player for Sale Creek. He is being assisted to the sideline by another fellow Panther and a coach.
Well, we got time, Daniel. I noticed when we were looking down at the other end before the quarter change, Parker Donaldson and Russell West have got the big ladder extended on that fire truck in the far end zone. We've got a nice American flag and a Bulldog flag hanging up there. It's good to have those guys here, and they've been busy tonight sounding that siren.
They have, and, you know, the crowd and the team saluted that flag at the national anthem rather than the flag at the north end of the field. So you can look either way, and we had Old Glory flying there for you. Second short, Ashlock under center. Ball snap given to Markham. He scored twice tonight on the ground. Crosses the 40-yard line, works hard. Gets up to the 44-yard line, picking up the first down on second and four. Nice job by Markham. Clay County just ran their eighth play of the drive. They picked up 3 first downs already. 10 minutes and 15 seconds remain. The Dogs lead 34-6 over Sale Creek.
That was the first carry of the second half for Markham. He's got 158 yards on 5 carries.
Ball snapped. Ashok fakes to Donaldson. He's looking to pass. Targeted Jacoby. He's got him, and it's caught. He's in the 45-30, 35-20, 25-10, 15-5. Touchdown, Matt Jacoby. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
Jacoby showing the speed right there.
He certainly did on first
out. I think Jacoby was on this side from his wing position. This kind of drug across the field. Ashlock rolled out, found him across the middle. Jacoby caught the ball. There was a defender right there, and he just pulled away from him for the score.
I hear that siren sounding one more time on that Bulldog touchdown. So with 9 minutes and 46 seconds remaining here in the game, Jacoby has scored his first touchdown of the season through the air, and the Dogs lead 46. Two-point conversion on the field. Ashok targets Markham. He catches and turns and runs into the end zone for the successful two-point conversion. So with that conversion, Clay County now leads 42-6 over the Sail Creek Panthers with 9:46 remaining.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County now leads 42-6 over the Sail Creek Panthers with 9:45 remaining here in the game. Coach Edwards, you've been keeping an eye on that exciting East Tennessee game between Coalfield and Greenback. Last score report we had, I think Coalfield had that under control. What have you heard now?
Well, 27-7 into the third, and then Greenback scored two times in the last, in the first 3 or 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. It's 27-20. Coalfield, it's a ball game.
Tightening up. I said Coalfield was flexing their muscles. I think Greenback might be doing a little Hulk Hogan right now.
Here we are. Sail Creek Panthers have the ball. It's going to be spotted at their own 33-yard line to start this drive. 9 minutes and ticking here on this fourth quarter clock. Clay County does lead 42-6. First and 10 for Sail Creek. Harvey calls for the snap. Hands off to a wing back around right side. That's going to be Roberts. He's fighting hard forward, but not going to pick up a whole lot on the play as he gets to the 40-yard line. Pick up a 7 on the play, actually. Pretty good gain.
You know, back to that score, hit Jacoby for that long one, a 56-yard touchdown to put this game out of reach. Ashlock's heating up. He's 8 for 11 on the night with 131 yards and 3 touchdowns and no interceptions.
My math's a little shaky right now, but I do think we lead by 35, maybe 36 points, 42-6. Do the math on that for me, Coach Edwards. I can't think here as I'm talking on air. Sail Creek's run the ball again.
You're right on it.
36 points.
You're
okay,
all over.
Well, good. That makes me feel better. Sail Creek on second down runs the ball again. They pick up about 2 on the play to set up 3rd and 1 for the Panthers. We do have a running clock here at John Teeples Field. It's Clay County has the mercy rule currently in effect against the Panthers. Harvey calls for the snap, giving up the fullback. He's going to have the first down and some more. He's met by several Bulldog defenders, but only after he gets that first down. Ball now going to be spotted at the Panther 48-yard line. And that fullback has carried several times tonight. His name is Eric Dishman, a junior for the Panthers. This is Sail Creek's 5th year of varsity football. They're building a program down there. They have struggled, as anybody does, during their first four official years of play. They're seniors now, one of the first classes that have played all 4 years of football. They snap it on first and 10 from their own 48. They give it off, and there's a lot of room there at the 40-yard line across to the 35, picking up a first down and a whole lot more. Is that 17-yard carry on the play for the Panthers?
Got a lot of reserves coming in, too. We see Seth Mackey in there, number 51. The freshman Seth Eads is coming in. 55, Matthew Mayberry, who's a sophomore. A lot of new faces here in the game tonight.
First time that we've seen some of these guys on the field for the Bulldogs in varsity action. They played a lot of JV games throughout the fall. Coach Bates doing a good job, had enough kids to schedule those JV games.
Like Gabe Henson at linebacker.
Ball snapped. Swing pass to the left by Harvey. Incomplete. That's Copeland and McGee, I think.
I apologize. That's right.
Henson has the ankle injury, Thomas.
I apologize. Dakota McGee, number 23, the junior, seeing some action, as you said. Got Wyatt Burks out here at this corner position on the near side.
I see number 34, Camden Bowles, another junior. I don't know if you mentioned him or not.
I haven't. And Jacoby playing defense, the far corner.
Jacoby, an experienced secondary man, saw action from freshman on, getting some reps now. Harvey snaps the ball, gives off to Dishman again. He's up the gut running hard. Going to be tackled by Dakota McGee along with others. Number 54, Wesley Huff, also in on the play. Going to set up third and around long six for the Panthers. There's 5 minutes and 30 seconds remaining. Clay County leads a score of 42-6 over the Panthers. Ball sets at the Bulldog 31-yard line. Third and six, ball snapped. Harvey hands off to Roberts. He's around right side, picks up the first down, and gets the ball down around the 24-yard line where he'll be taken down. This clock continues to tick here.
We've got Mayberry in on that stop, Daniel.
Matt Mayberry recorded for one of his first tackles on the season as some of these junior varsity players in on relief for the starters. 29-yard line for the Panthers. First and 10. Ball snapped. Harvey gives off to Roberts again. He's around the right side. He crosses the 20, and he's going to be power-bombed again. We used that term before, and once again, Seth Ogletree, or Will, is that Will?
That's Seth back there.
Seth Ogletree. That's bound to have been him on that initial suplex.
Same move.
Powerbomb, or whatever you want to call it, body slam. It's violent, and he's done it twice here in the waning minutes of this game.
You're the wrestling person, Daniel. You should know what that move is.
Well, that's true.
We'll have to ask Fletcher.
Me and my son Fletcher enjoy listening to watching WWE, and my wife Tiffany has to endure that sometimes, but we're up to speed on our wrestling moves. Ball sets now at the 12-yard line for Sail Creek. It's second and eight. They're threatening to score here, but we're already down to 3 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in this game with this running mercy clock. Harvey gets the snap, gives off to Dishman. He runs up the gut, will not find much yardage there. As this relief squad is on playing the defense for the Bulldogs, they do a good job. It'll be third and around four for the Sail Creek Panthers. We're down to 3.5 minutes here in the game.
You know, talking to Coach Bates, he was wanting to pitch the shutout. That was he wanted this defense to step up. They've given up a few yards tonight, one score early, but they've done a pretty good job as of late.
Sail Creek snaps, fakes to the fullback, gives up to a wing. He's at the 10, down to around the 8-yard line.
Good stop by Burks on that outside. He came up and made a good tackle.
It'll be fourth down for the Panthers. Ball spotted on the Bulldog 8-yard line. Similar situation as the Panthers win there in the third quarter. They can still pick up a first, even though the ball is being snapped from the 8. They would have to gain around the 3-yard line to make that happen, though. Fourth and four for the Panthers. 2 minutes and 45 seconds remain.
Mackey playing defensive end on this snap.
Harvey calls for the snap, giving off to Roberts. He turns the corner. Going to be run down and tackled by Maxfield, who is still in, playing inside linebacker. The senior still on the field here for the Bulldogs. Turnover on down, Sail Creek. So after converting several first downs early in this game, The Panthers have been shut out, at least on fourth down conversions here in the second half, by the Bulldog defense. Clay County's going to take over possession of the football. It rests at their own 5-yard line. There is 2 minutes and 5 seconds remaining here in this contest.
Coach, what about that game? Greenback was making the comeback earlier. Any updates?
Latest score, 7:57 to go in the fourth. Coalfield has scored. Coalfield 33, Greenback 20.
That may do it. Ashlock's still on playing quarterback for the Bulldogs. He's under center, ball snap. Actually, that's Burchett. Burchett in playing for Ashlock. Bryson Burchett, the freshman son of Hall of Fame great Brian Burchett that we talked about during the Battle Bulldog history, on to play relief at quarterback for Ashlock. I still see.
We've got Seth Eads in there in the offensive line, number 51.
I still see senior Joseph Short, yeah. Maxfield, Bo.
56, that's...
That's 66, Zach Strong, maybe.
Oh, Strong over there?
Strong's playing left tackle. I don't know if they've changed him out.
Eads in there at guard.
Burchett's under center now. Mackey playing wing. Mishandled snap between Short and Burchett. Ball goes on the ground. Going to be third down. First down was a run by Jacoby. Failed to bring that to you because I was trying to figure out who the quarterback was on the play. But it was a pickup of around 4 for Jacoby on his first down carry. And then the second down play, it was a mishandled snap between senior center Joseph Short and freshman quarterback Bryson Burchett. Burchett now on 3rd and 7 goes under center. 30 seconds remain here in the game. And we have penalty flags fly. I'm not sure the infraction. Possible delay of game against Clay County. We'll have to see. Clock does continue to run. False start, Clay County. Ball does rest now after the penalty at the Bulldog 4-yard line. It was at the 9-yard line prior to that penalty. Timeout taken by Sail Creek here with 14.4 seconds remaining on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County does lead 42-6. Let's play one quick ad and we'll come right back to call the end of this
Tri-County
game.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We return here to live action on the Horizon Sports Network. Another timeout's been called. They quickly ran that third down play. Burchett handed off to an unknown running back and was taken down very quickly for a stop. And that's going to be a...
Is it a fumble or sending on the defense?
Well, I'm not sure. Thomas, Coach Bates angrily addressed his team here on the sideline. I'm not sure what he was hollering at him.
First team defense.
So that was fourth down, I guess.
Maybe they didn't accept that penalty.
Well, must not have.
Okay.
Sail Creek going to take over here. Coach Bates not wanting them to tack on a last play score. There's 5.8 seconds remaining. Some turn of events that we have botched and not successfully brought to you. Sail Creek has the ball at the Bulldog 8-yard line. Ball snap. Toss sweep to the right. Number 8, the running back Roberts has it. He's going to be taken down, but into the end zone. Sail Creek scores on the last play of this game to give us a score of 42-12. That is the game. No conversion play will be run. So your final score here at John Teeples Field after that strange conclusion there in the waning seconds, Clay County won this game 42-12 over the Sail Creek Panthers. We're going to play an ad here. We're going to tabulate some final stats. Come back and do a short post-game show here on the Thursday night win, 42-12 for the Bulldogs.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of pro hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more.
Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. And I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
We return here for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network, and we've just witnessed the Clay County Bulldogs defeat the Sail Creek Panthers with a final score 42-12. Sail Creek taking on a last play of the game touchdown there. Some might call it cheap, but when you've won, when you put 42 up, you know, whatever. Proud for the Panthers. I hope they have a safe road trip home tonight. Exciting game. Clay County getting back to form, putting up a lot of points here in this contest. They get to 5-3 on the season. So as we mentioned during break there, we're guaranteed at least to break even and not have a losing season. Something that's not been accomplished here since 2008 when we went 7-4 and had a winning season. We did go to the playoffs back in 2014, but finished 4-7 overall. Anyway, at this moment in time, let's go ahead and do some final stat totals from tonight's contest. Guys, who wants to start?
Well, just what we wanted here as Bulldog fans tonight, regain that confidence, get things rolling into this bye week, get healthy. Big win for the Bulldogs moving forward as we kind of head down this home stretch. And we put up a bunch of yards tonight. You know, we talked about it. We've kind of been stagnant on offense for quite some time. I'll just kind of run down the scoring summary real quick. The headliner, of course, kind of started all off, Jared Markham, with about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter, an 87-yard touchdown run, touched it twice on the first two possessions, or actually his first two touches went for touchdowns, one of 87 yards, one of 43 yards. What a weapon Jared Markham is. It's good to see him get the ball again, Daniel.
It certainly is. That's something, while not, we weren't being critical of Coach Bates as we would talk about it, but we wanted to see Markham win the football. He was averaging probably at least 10 touches a game during the first four contests, and during the last three games, two of which were losses to good teams, Jared's touches had went down. And nice to see him get the ball back in his hands, because when he touches it, he finds a way to be successful.
He does, and Markham bookended a Sail Creek score, and I'm sure as Coach Edwards will get into here in a few minutes, they had some success. Not a bad team here. You know, they moved the ball on us, put up, you know, a touchdown during competition. They did tack that one on late, but moved the ball, had over 100 yards rushing in the first half. So a good team for a new program. highly impressed by what the Panthers brought tonight. So after Markham's 87-yarder, they tacked one on. You know, made it a little scary. Tied it up 6-6 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. And then they turned us back on the ensuing drive, made us punt. But we did the same to them, and that's when Markham got his second. And then it just kind of went from there. Jake Ashlock in the second quarter found Cherry for a 5-yard touchdown, and then Markham tacked on the 2-pointer to make it 20-6 with 7:52 before the break. And then the pass game really got going on that next Bulldog drive. Found Will Ogletree out of the backfield for 37 yards, and then Ashlock hit Emerton for the 17-yard touchdown to make it 26-6. And then before the half, Will Ogletree carried from 6 yards out for his first touchdown of maybe his career. I know it was the first one of this season. You might know more about that, Daniel. And then Cherry Chack found Cherry for the 2-pointer to make it 34-6, your halftime score. What about Ogletree?
I can't. I'm ashamed to say I don't know off the top of my head. I think Will found the end zone last year. He did play quite a bit for head coach Dickey Brown last year as a freshman. Will was, he's a physically mature kid. Have to get back with you next week on that, on whether or not it was
his
first.
I got him, coach.
You got me.
That one?
You got me.
Anyway, halftime score 34-6, and then it kind of went back and forth early on in that third quarter. Again, Sail Creek having some success on the ground, moving the ball. We turned it over on downs on our first drive, so their defense stood tall. And then we kind of went backwards from there. But anyway, we didn't let the game get away from us. And Jacoby streaking down the sideline. Ashlock hit him. It was a little underthrown ball. The defender was right there, and he just pulled away for the 56-yard touchdown. The Markham called in the 2-point pass to make it 42-6.
Jacoby was going so fast. I commented during break. I didn't do a good clean job of calling his progress up the field. I got tongue-tied on my yard lines because he was flying.
He was moving. And then the final score, 30-point ball game, 42-12, as we turned it over on downs inside our 5-yard line and Sail Creek stuck it in, 42-12. So that's your scoring summary. Coach, what do you got on the Panthers?
Well, the Panthers did move the ball on us, not consistently, but they did make some progress, not through the air. There were only two, junior quarterback Tanner Harvey is 2 of 10 for 44 yards for the game. The damage came on the ground, as it has the last couple weeks. 48 carries for 228 yards.
Wow.
They were led by senior John Roberts, had 15 carries for 81 yards, and his twin brother, we were told, senior Luke Roberts, 12 carries for 82 yards. So he bested his brother by 1 yard. I'm sure they'll talk about that when they get back home.
Two great backs there. And again, Sail Creek was impressive. They did a good job moving the ball on us. I think it's just that inexperience. Being that new program, they just couldn't quite put it together because we gave them a shot.
We certainly did. Clay County's going to have to stiffen up, particularly on run defense. As we go into these last two games of the year, they get a much-needed break next week. The students are going to be on fall break, and Coach Bates will have the opportunity perhaps to give his football team a little time off. They won't play next Friday night or Thursday night, as it's Thursday night right now. We'll return 2 weeks from tomorrow for the Pecos County game. So I agree. They got some time to work on some of that stuff.
Now, offensively, they improved greatly tonight. We ended up with 383 total yards, maybe our highest output of the season, right up there close to 400 yards. We've hit the 300 mark a time or two, but almost 400 yards and 6 touchdowns on the night. So a good night on that side of the ball. Had 24 carries for 252 yards on the ground for 3 touchdowns, and Ashlock went 8 for 11. A great night for him. For 131 yards and 3 touchdowns, and more importantly, 0 interceptions.
Well, that's his most efficient night on the season in terms of if we kept up with a quarterback rating. That's his highest completion percentage that I recall him having.
That's as good as it gets right there.
It is.
That's pretty good.
Good job, Ashlock.
On the rushing side, we talked about Markham. Two words to start the game, Jared Markham, and he answered the bell. His first two carries, as we said, were touchdowns, an 87-yarder and a 43-yarder. Ended the night with 5 carries for 158 yards. No doubt our leading rusher. Will Ogletree had a pretty good night, 6 carries for 19 yards. Ashlock scrambled pretty well tonight, had 4 carries for 27 yards. Donaldson had a couple carries for a yard. And Jacoby, he showed his speed on that touchdown reception. He also had 7 carries for 47 yards and a couple of double-digit runs.
As you mentioned, and we started off early on this season mentioning it, Jacoby brings a spark. He comes in, he's fresh. He doesn't play every down, but when he's in the game, he makes every down count. As we chronicled, you know, for these seniors, it's kind of a short life left, and they're going to make every bit they can of each play.
Defensively, Maxfield again, I've got him for Baker's dozen tonight, 13 tackles leading the way. And then another senior that stepped up, we interviewed him tonight and inside the locker room, or earlier today, I apologize, Eli Watson. You know, he's definitely got the genes with Jeff Wildman Watson as his father. Had 7 big tackles on the night and really set that tone early, as I was talking about in the keys of the game. Hadn't really put up a whole lot of numbers so far this season, and I kind of said that in the interview about how consistent he was inside, you know, doing his job and really playing hard. But 7 big tackles for Watson tonight in the middle.
Certainly so, and he does exceed his season total coming into this game. We had him recorded for 6 solo tackles, 2 assists, 2 tackles for loss. He'd played very well, and honestly, sometimes it's hard to decipher who made those tackles on those interior run plays. But Eli Watson, a good night for him on defense.
I told you he had a chip on his shoulder. You could just tell it. And then another senior, James Short, stepping up with 7 tackles and a sack. We chronicled that big sack he had. And then we'll just jump down the list. Markham had 1 from his corner position. Will Ogletree, playing that end position, come up with 5. The freshman, Dalton Goad, had 3. Cherry, 2. Henson, no, it must not have been Henson. I bet that one goes to Short. I apologize there, folks. So let's give Short 8. Donaldson, 2. Seth Ogletree had those wrestling moves, we called them, in the back. 3 tackles. Zach Strong, 1. Alex Combs, 2. And then we got the reserves that came in right there at the end of the game and stepped up. Dakota McGee, 1. Mayberry, 1. And Birch, 1.
Certainly a good effort. A lot of names called there. There you have it, folks. That's a pretty good analysis of what was going on here tonight. All the statistics and scoring summary. Clay County did win a final score 42-12 over the Sail Creek Panthers. And we're going to go over to Coach Edwards here before we sign off for one more final budget pest control scoreboard update. It's been hard to come up with tonight, Coach. On a Thursday night game, tell us what you got.
Just simply not many high school games out there tonight.
One big one.
Except for, you know, the one big one here that we've been following. College game, NC State 17, Louisville 10 at the half. The NFL game, New England 13, Tampa Bay 7 the second quarter. The Major League Baseball game, Indians 4, Yankees 0, middle of the sixth inning. And the one we've been talking about all night,
you're making me wait.
Greenback has made a run, guys. They've taken the lead, 34-33, with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
A lot of time, though, four minutes.
A lot of time. That's shaping up to be.
A lot of time. Budget Pest Control brings us the scoreboard updates. We've struggled through them tonight, but we managed to get a few in there. If critters are giving you the jitters, call Budget, because they're the critter getters.
There you are. Budget Pest Control, more than willing to come take care of any pest you might have around your home.
Looking forward to our next broadcast, guys. It may be the most unique broadcasting location that carries through. We're not going to give it away tonight, I don't think.
We're planning on maybe instead of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, we may be in some type of broadcast truck when we get to Birdstown in 2 weeks.
Certainly looking forward to that big matchup against the Bobcats, who are we bragged about during how they fared. They're on a bit of a roll here lately. So for the final time tonight, I'm Daniel Strong, and for Thomas Weaver and Rob Edwards, we want to say good night from here at John Peoples Field as Clay County won 42-12 over the Sail Creek Panthers. Good night.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.